good day. How are you? Atrocities abound. And we're going to cover them, we're going to smother them, and we're going to put them in gravy. Yes, I'm high. Get over it, everybody. Calm down. Johnson's a tranny. Thank you for becoming a member. Waiver, your super sticker has never meant more. Nat Klo 2.0, which I recently found out is a man. Sure. You can be whatever you want to be. That's what I've learned from the Obamas, if you know what I mean. Hold on. This is Nat Klo 2.0. We sold off your stuff in Discord this morning when you were gone. Got them. To me? To me, you think got them. Okay. I don't know what that means. What'd you sell? Wizard Nug, thank you so much. 11 months. You're not quite there, but you're getting there. It's important, I guess.
If it's major, hit me on my pager. Little bit of game for you mongrels. I like my ill gnaw gnaw wet and my martinis dry. I'm the difference between booty calls and blue balls. Motherfucker!
Hey, big guy, how are your balls? So I was watching this fucking guy called Blippi. Sounds like he has his nutsack in a vice. It was hysterical. Anyways, love you, pal.
Yikes. I was watching a clip someone sent me just the other day, and they said, or it was of Shuli, and Shuli was saying, I've apologized to Melton 7 times already. And I just went, what? No one's ever sent me a clip of Shuli apologizing, but apparently he's done it 7 times. And I get that clip. People send me that clip. That clip I get. Shuli apologizing 7 times. Okay. Okay, Mikey Newport, thank you for the super sticker. Waver, thank you for the super sticker. Johnny Mars, additionally, thank you for the super sticker. Jordy Tucomp, two camps. Please don't yell at me, please, praise be. Everybody's getting real religious. Michael Ray Bauer did a video today where he prayed with me. Not me specifically, just me, the viewer, you. He wanted to pray. He asked me to close my eyes, bow my head. We're dealing with a simpleton. We're dealing with an oaf. It's time we cut this piggy loof. It's time we go and get a new hoe. We need a new fat guy. We can't keep poking Michael Bauer in his saggy baggy eyes. We need to find a new guy. No, it's probably Kevin Brennan. Kevin Brennan's probably our new guy. We'll be watching a lot of MLC today, and we'll be watching it in uninterrupted Melton Scope. Uninterrupted Melton Scope. It's a new patented technology we have here where we cannot and will not stop. There's nothing Kevin can do about it. We're coming after his kids, his wife, his babies, his journal, his Firehouse Sub franchises. We know about it. We know about it. Can you imagine? It's just a joke for one person in Arizona. It's just a joke for one person. Steve Shortbus Krause. April LaRue, member for 1 month. Thank you so much for being a member for 1 month. Thank you to today's executive producer shout-outs. Pulper 80! It's Pulper 80! Who knew? It's Pulper 80! I thought he was gone. And he must have given very generously this month. I didn't know. I thought he had vanished. And another thing, I got another very, very, very rude message today from a female member of our community that rocked me to my core. And before I yell at this person, hit the like button for Fearless. Because it's Fearless. It's Fearless. Fearless told me, this stupid bitch, she told me that she also went and tried a Sweet Tango apple and found it unpleasant, unacceptable, overrated, trash. And then I got to thinking about the Bentleys, and I got to thinking maybe it's just in Georgia. Maybe the Georgia Sweet Tangos have turned. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if it's just the Georgia ones. Like, why is it just the people in Georgia? Every other person. And you know how many messages I've got? Jesus Christ. I could open a store where I just post messages of people sending me how much they enjoy the Sweet Tangos. They love the Sweet Tangos. I mean, we're the only podcast in the world improving people's Apple games. And I don't care if you like the Cosmic. Nobody's going to take that away from you. Take it to your grave. Fact of the matter is, just be open to trying new apples. I've tried the Cosmic. I prefer the Sweet Tango. But I can understand how somebody who doesn't like a softer, more mealier textured apple, like Moody. would enjoy a more crisp apple like the Sweet Tango. But for me, it's, you know, it's more about consistency. But maybe, I'm just saying, maybe it's Georgia. Maybe the Georgia Sweet Tangos have turned.
Hey, buddy, we will always have our super breakfast sandwiches in Vegas. Remember the good times. Hold me.
Super breakfast sandwiches? You're making me hungry. You're making me hungry.
Honeycrisp apples are known for their sweet, juicy flavor and crisp texture. They're popular for snacking and also work well in salads and baking due to their firmness. Overall, they're highly regarded for their taste and texture.
I don't dislike a Honeycrisp. Just sometimes they're sour, sometimes they're sweet. It's hard to pin down a Honeycrisp profile flavor. Hello?
Hey, buddy, I've got good news and bad news on possible customer. What do you want on your super tip system? Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Yeah, give me the bad.
Which one? The bad news is, so I sent in a super chat to Shuley's show last night on Uncle Rico's show. Guess what fucking words they have blocked from their super chat?
What?
Super tips.
No.
I'm not shitting you. I was drunk and I couldn't believe it. I kept trying to, there was no other words in there. And I switched it from Melton super tips, all one word.
Maybe it's Melton.
Super chat. No, Melton, it stayed in there. All I had to do, because I took that out and it still didn't go.
So why don't you just say Melton system?
Yeah, I just changed it to Melton super chat and that was and it went through. It was just super tips, all one word. They had that fucking word blocked.
Somebody try to do it. No, because, people have done it here before. That's wild.
Yeah, I was like, that's probably not a good sign. But then, of course, when Shuley read it, he's just like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe. Like, they had never thought about it.
First
of
all,
thought about it, you wouldn't.
I didn't know this. All right, thank you very much for doing that. I love that. Because it'll drive Kevin crazy. It's going to drive Kevin nuts.
That's the good news with Kevin. He's talking shit about it, so you know he's going to do it in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that. Holy shit, you're right. You're probably right. He is like a little boy. This is his way of telling me he likes it, and he wants me to reach out.
He's pulling your pigtails, and he's trying to convince himself he shouldn't do it, you know. But yeah,
what a faggot.
Matter of time with him.
What a faggot.
All right. Julie's not, they're not looking good. All right, thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You for doing that. I appreciate it. Wow. I never thought about that. Kevin's probably going to be doing it. What is it going to take? I mean, I personally don't care. I know everybody thinks like I'm going to track what you make and shit, but imagine me giving a fuck. What shall I then do with that info? I mean, imagine I start telling everybody what everybody makes. Would that help me? Right, right. So, I don't know. Speaking of telling everybody, I don't know if this is true, and I want to preface this before everybody clips it. I got a message. I got a lot of secret stuff to tell everybody about today. And mostly, we're just going to make fun of Kevin Brennan. It's wild. He deserves it. And we're going to do it. Yeah, I think Adam's got two more weeks or whatever. He's given us 2 weeks' notice. Someone reached out to me. Let's just call her L. And I don't know if this is true or not. I can verify that they know each other through social media and stuff. That's all I'll say. And obviously, she doesn't want this known. But she claims to be a friend of Adam Hinecker, who's also a fan of this show. And again, I know this is going to be, I don't want. She claims Adam's leaving because he did get a new job, but also he doesn't really have to leave MLC. If you know what I mean. If that makes sense. Anyway, the test of a real truth or not comes after Adam leaves. Because Adam has said a couple times now, like, I'll be back on. Kevin said he'll be back on as a guest. But we've heard this before. We heard this again with Dave Landau. We heard this with Corey Adams. Steel Toe, Dave Landau with Steven Crowder. Now we know behind the scenes, Steven Crowder was a nightmare. Now we know, of course, behind the scenes, Steel Toe wasn't paying jack shit. And Mubi is a completely narcissistic nightmare. Again, he's one of these guys who like doesn't want funny people on his show. Like Crowder. Crowder had like a be quiet and let me get the last laugh light that he would have to like hit under his desk to tell his co-host to be quiet when they were being too funny. It was like an instruction. It's like you're paying these guys a lot of money. Let them be funny. Let people like your show. Stop making everything about you. It's usually to your detriment, you know. It's like, it's one of the problems like you have when a lot of stand-up comics like try to do improv. They can't listen and let somebody else share the limelight. They get insane, and they have to try to make it all about them and have every funny line. And it's like, no, somebody's got to say, can I help you in the sketch? You know what I mean? Like somebody has to be there for the fucking other person to play off of. And if you can't do that sometimes, if you can't get as well as you take, you know what I'm saying? You guys get it. I'm rambling, but you get it.
Win by Two is really owning Melton lately. I want to fuck that guy before Kiki does.
Jesus Christ, is that true? Have I been getting railroaded by that man?
Dear Heavenly Father, bless this food and those who have prepared it for us. Please soften the heart of Patrick Melton and let him see the evil of his ways.
You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination.
Jesus Christ can suck on my dead, rotting cunt.
Amen.
Jesus Christ can suck on my dead, rotting cunt. I don't like the look of that.
I don't like the look of it.
Imagine Jesus Christ just down on his knees licking on a cunt. It seems nuts when you think about it. April LaRue, member for 1 month, Edinburgh Mikey, 34 months. Mikey's not. Are you not coming to Hackamania? We got Shuby coming. We got Mooby coming. Moody coming. I get those two mixed up. But they're vastly different ends of the intelligence spectrum. And the vaxxed spectrum, ironically. You know, and I think Paul and Laura are coming. Sean's coming from Liverpool. You know, are you going to be the only Scottish motherfucker not coming out? I mean, Jesus, sadly not work ties. What a fag. Mikey Newport, Melton, can you help me out? I'm looking for the Tommy NC Runs This Town episode. Where is it, please? As per usual, thanks for the shows. What is that? What's the Tommy NC Runs This Town episode? Who the fuck is that? Podcast customer service, $2. Can we also go after his bicycle? Yeah, I'll give anybody $10 who spray paints Kevin Brennan's bicycle. Can you imagine? They're trying to spray paint my bicycle. And what's it I hear about them? They're trying to powder coat my helmet. What a weak fag, KB. Holy shit. Holy shit. Wait till we get to you, you stupid idiot. You stupid idiot. Wait till we get to you. You fucking clown. It's going to be great. He's like a permanent clown now. Perma clown. TM. Sorry, Kevin will be using super tips within 6 weeks. He's welcome to. If I got to let Shuly, I got to let Kevin. Again, this fight's bigger than Shuly and Kevin and me and Brennan. And this is coming for all of us. And one day I do you a kindness, and maybe one day you do me a kindness. Will you do me a kindness? No, I'd let him, but he would never. He would never. He would think I'm like tracking his progress. And again, he's just losing money left and right. His numbers are so fucking down. And he can't handle that. We know that now, you know? John's neglected cat don't lie. This is an official service of the Public Broadcasting Center. And we all know Kevin's going broke. Kevin's going poor. His wife is leaving him. Her kids are out the door. He's going to move to Seaside, go camping by the shore. And if you like his podcast, you probably like to snore. I'm Patrick Melton. This has been an original poem that I just came up with. You know, you won't get that. You won't get a lot of original.
Hey, buddy. I get trolling, so we both beef, but I literally said that I'm down to make money.
I'm down to make
so
money.
So Super Tips is not blocked, so don't believe the trolling.
Somebody go ask him about it. Why do you have the name of Melton's system blocked? Delco Lou, who I think lives in Ohio. Thanks for the content. Been a great 2 months of actual entertainment. Wow. Because I really phoned it in. I'm not going to lie to you. Clem Fandango gifted a membership. Wow, that's pretty nice. Huh? Somebody benefiting. Again. Member for 10 months, like number 97, we're doing it. I'm getting faster with the since I moved the triggers around. I know where
Ogen
is quickly. Ogen. Yeah, hit the like button, though. Good point, Ogen. So thorough, Joe Burrow. You like Adam apples. You like Adam apples? That's how I choose to read that. You like Adam apples? You like Adam apples? Is that what you're trying to say? John Esposito, I prefer how you like them apples. That's what I'm saying. Zdar. And who doesn't love smoking out of an apple? I have done that. Mason in Portland, a.k.a. Portland Shane Gillis. I went to the grocery store today. Went to the produce department, went to the Sweet Tangos, all bruised, every single one. No, but you see, this is like Bentley backlash is what this is. 100%. This is because I said Sweet Tango apples are the best apple. Everyone knows I'm right. You should have seen the praise pouring in. The photos of people with them in their cart shooting confetti cannons at home, making things for their kids, their children, weeping. I've never had an apple with such succulent, delicious moistness. Crying in the streets, lighting candles, celebrating, people shooting guns into the sky. Going crazy. And then a week later, the Bentleys come in. And by the way, have we ever heard from Mrs. Bentley? No, we have not. Not a real reason, not a valid reason as to why you do not like the Sweet Tangos. So what are you hiding from, Mrs. and Mr. Bentley? Why are you running from the truth? Tell us what you didn't like about the apple. Remember, first of all, you tried to lie to the people and say you couldn't find the apples. When meanwhile, reports were coming up from all over North America of people locating the apples at their nearby supermarkets. Who's to be believed, you know? And where do you think all this money comes from that the Bentleys spill around everywhere, okay? You tell me. Somebody with enough money to shut up Big Apple. That's who. And then Fearless, who lives close enough for the Bentleys to spit on and probably do, offer her who knows how much money. They meet in our chat. They set up a meeting. She starts shitting all over the Sweet Tangos. Before we know it, a covert operation is underway. People are heading out into supermarkets everywhere, bruising. You know, you look like you're looking at apples, but you're grabbing them and you're squeezing as hard as you can to bruise every Sweet Tango so that when you go out to look for them, people go, oh, the Sweet Tangos are bruised. The Sweet Tangos are bruised. Are they though? Because again, remember the confetti cannons and people losing their shit over the flavor? Now they're all bruised. So now nobody even gets to buy one and try them. Buy the bruised Sweet Tangos, I say. Buy the bruised Sweet Tangos. Taste the side that's not bruised. You'll see there's a cover-up. You'll go, why would this be bruised? Why are they doing this? What do the Bentleys have to lose if the truth comes out about the Sweet Tango? How much is Fearless being paid? Hit the like button.
You want a man with a slow hand. You want a lover with an easy touch. You want somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush, baby. Believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand.
You've got a man with a slow hand. You've got a lover with an easy touch. You've got somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush, baby. Believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand.
I think that's true, though, for any relationship. Hello?
Nobody cares about the apples.
I know. We're already off it. You're on a delay. Now you're bringing me back to the apples.
I'm not on the delay.
By the way, what kind of apples do you like? Now we're back on it.
I'm a Granny Smith guy.
See? You do care. You do care.
Yeah, I do care. I like Granny Smith.
And by the way,
Red Delicious
Granny
are
Smith,
good too.
No,
if you find a Red Delicious,
Granny
your
Smith
fish,
and
buy it,
Red
everybody.
Delicious.
Don't let this apple-ish slanderer
Granny
tell
Smith
you what
and
to buy
Red Delicious. These are baking apples.
If it's bigger than Mountain
these
Head,
are
buy
baking
it. It's the
apples.
Best apple you've ever had.
Wow, you want these hormoned up? Wow, these are baking apples. These are trash. Red Delicious, he said. Red Delicious, he said. Red Delicious. Imagine biting into a Red Delicious like it's something. Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you, limp dick faggot, something. If I catch any of y'all messing with my mans, I swear on God, I will cut you three ways, long, deep, and frequently. Kevy is my bitch, you understand? My motherfucking bitch. If anyone is spray painting that huffy, it's going to be me.
That's right, in somebody's bitch. Thank you, Zulu.
Jesus. I thought we were better than this now. In every state, a stage he'd grace, a cheeseburger in hand, a smile on his face, no wealth in his pockets, just jokes in his chest. From east to west, he'd jest and jest. No riches amass, no fortune to claim. Yet his laughter echoed, his spirit aflame. A cheeseburger eating comedy king in each new town. His joy would ring. That's a Patrick Melton original.
Are you saying I wrote that, or you wrote that about me, Ian?
You forgot about me and that faggot John DiCaprio.
Whoa.
You forgot about me. I stole your views and subjected Iper audience to audio rape.
Wow.
It's cool. Nick got me, too. We share the same strain now.
Oh, no. Joey C's coming to Hackamania. It's going to be good. We have official peace with Joey. Joey C and Christina C officially. Look, I want people to understand, even if you hate Joey C, I know, like, the ghost of Mr. P is screaming in his grave. You're going to have Joey C there. You piece of shit. You invited Airy Jane. Now, Airy Jane's not coming. She's terrified of Ray now. I don't get it, you know. And you know, as a married man, I can't be begging Airy Jane to come out. And I'd rather meet Airy Jane than Ray, frankly. If the worst comes to worst, you're doing drugs with Airy Jane. The cops roll up. You got somewhere to stash the drugs. You know what I mean? Tooth gap.
My fans have been sending me apples. I'd show you, but they all melted before I could get them into the fridge.
Yeah. How long till Chad starts to make it all about apples for him? First of all, Kevin seems not interested in getting Chad on the show at all anymore, which is amazing. I don't know why. I thought Kevin loved Chad. And why is Stevie Lou not going on Kevin's show anymore? I turned that show off yesterday. I mean, I didn't want to see that Asian chick. And it got boring long before that. Again, like, Kevin's show is the worst clip show now. It's just the worst fucking clip show. And no awareness of it. Again, all he does all day is go online and yell about more successful clip shows. Carl sucks. And, you know, again, I don't even know how much that theater held that Carl did that didn't fill out. You know, everybody's giving him shit about it. But, like, they sold over 200 tickets, you know. So, like, what? If the theater held 200, it'd be a success, but it held 400. You know, God forbid they swung for the fences. I have a feeling we're going to feel stupid over here at Hackamania. We're going to be like, why didn't we get a 500-seater? I have a feeling we're going to have to shut off sales and I'm going to feel like we're leaving a lot of money on the table. But you live and learn, you know? Maybe next year we go bigger and better, brighter, and reach for the sun, stars. The star sun. Sun is a star. Star is a sun. Hit the like button. Also, since we're talking about stars, thank you to all the March executive producers. We couldn't be doing the show without the big supporters of the program. That's a fact. That's a fact. So everybody on this list, Gesundheit, which means thank you in German.
Francis, say fuck Stevie Lou.
Worth the dollars. Fuck Stevie Lou.
Just fuck Stevie Lou. People spending money just to say fuck Stevie Lou.
Next time on the Anxiety Files, the Sweet Tango Apple Conspiracy. How deep does this rabbit hole go?
Hey, buddy.
That was it? It really does give me shivers every time.
Melton, I'm going to need another $50 for the extra big luggage to pack the Monchichi.
Monchichi.
He'll work for his Hackamania ticket by massaging your hump with his monkey oils.
I don't want to be rude about this, Joey C. Do not bring Spider Alomar. Okay? And do not be offended also if we pat you down. But your family has a history of stab. So, you know, we will have an officer present at the event. I know it's going to get rowdy and ratchet, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's $50 an hour. It's on me. We will have an officer present at the event. I mean, we just can't let Joey C be walking around in for all I know, that velour jumpsuit Joey C has might have 37 pockets in it, like Piff the Magic Dragon's jumpsuit, you know, just cloaked areas for weapons all over the goddamn place. And again, I can't have Monchichi. I can't have Spider Alomar running around. Because there's going to be hundreds of people here. There's going to be hundreds of people there for the event. And I can't be responsible if people get freaked out. You know, it's a divey type bar. It's a low, dimly lit place. It's nighttime. We're going to be partying until the wee hours, you know, and then if people want to keep the party going to Vegas, so we can literally just roll out to a different area and a different bar 10 feet away. But I can't be responsible for everyone there. You know, all I know, they're drinking. They see Spider Alomar running around. They stomp on him thinking he's a cockroach. They roll up a newspaper and start swatting at him like he's a rat. I can't carry that responsibility. Our insurance won't allow it. Our insurance will not allow it.
I thought we squashed this.
I too thought it was squashed.
Oh, shit. Low ceilings. He can't drive his forklift. Imagine that's what he drives. Like, that's like his golf cart. He's into driving a forklift around. Anyway, Mason in Portland, fuck you and fuck your criticism of the Sweet Tangos. And I'll say that to your face when you get here for Hackamania. That's May 31st through June 2nd. Tickets at Hackamania.com. This is the last time we're going to talk about it today. But just a warning, we have 7 VIP tickets left. That's it. There won't be any more added. There's 7 VIP tickets left. That's an accurate number as of this morning, at least. And I've told you prices were going up. They're going up very soon. That's all I'll say. Get your tickets, Hackamania.com. And don't say I didn't tell you so. You're going to miss out on a fun thing. It's going to sell out. I'm warning you. I already know it. I don't even want to be cocky about this. I'm telling you, it's going to sell out. So I don't want to hear about it. A month out, you were going to buy tickets, and it's gone. It's too late. And I won't be able to, like, go shopping around for another venue at that point. Everything's going to be booked up here. So I know you're all too cool for it now. I know you're all pretending like you don't want to come. You're on the fence. You're going to miss out. Ask anybody who went to the one in Largo. It's a fun time. You're going to know a lot of people there if you're a chatter. And don't act like there's not. Don't act like there's not hundreds of you who aren't too cool to have these online relationships. So get off yourself a pack of bag and get to Hackamania. You fucking nerd. Again, I know Kevin thinks it's awful and dumb and nerdy. Are you done? Let me ask you that. Are you done? with life, with living? Are you done traveling? Are you done having fun? You done being social? Is that gay to you? Stay home. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to have fun. So, you know, again, you can think you're better than it. You can think you're cooler than this. You're not. You're at the loser dance, and you are a wallflower watching the cool kids busting moves out on the dance floor, calling them losers. And again, you're the only one with no whiskey in their punch. So join the club, Hackamania. And don't worry, we will be selling online tickets. I understand people can't come out. We're going to sell online tickets. You'll be able to watch for a very, very affordable low ticket price. Details on that, of course, soon. So if you miss out, you can just get yourself some Ruffles and some ranch dip and drink yourself silly at home, having a little party all by yourself.
Please, Melton, just a little stab. Light ones, not too deep. I need my stab. Mrs. C also.
Why did he turn British? Why are they getting British all of a sudden? Bob Sacramento, thank you for gifting 5 membership. And Reels also. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much for supporting the program. Single Mother of 5 says, and the cat showing what KB would make with steel toe anger. What? And the cat showing, John's neglected cat showing what would make with steel toe. Yeah, this is the thing. This is the thing, too. And, you know, a pro show would have it pulled up. So, dang, we do. We do. We're a pro show. Bonk. Imagine planning what you're going to talk about and having it ready from time to time. No. Pick things out of your mouth and eat them, and don't send prizes out for months. I wonder why money bad. Anyway, bulk. I don't know when this started. But KB mentioned it, and I didn't know what they were talking about. There's a new column here, net with super tip, opportunity costs not being on super tip. No one's going to believe me. I don't know who this motherfucker is. We had no conversation about him doing this, starting this, how he does it. I don't know the guy. And now he's like, promoting super tips for me on his stat pages as if I'm a paying sponsor. John's Look Like the Cat says it was Moody's idea. Well, I love it. I'm not going to pretend I don't. You know, this is fucking hilarious. So, like, for instance, Uncle Rico's net is $550, but with Super Tip, they would have made $710. It's a difference of $157.85. Kevin made $1,000. Would have made $1,300 with Super Tip. I mean, that's not insignificant. Now, I know 16% is insignificant to Kevin, but this is closer to 2025. I don't even know what number John's Neglected Cat is using, but you got to... It's got to be at least 35%, and I would say closer to 38. So I don't know what he uses for the net calc. Here's Steel Toe. Here's where it would really make a difference. And this is what I've always said. This is for the small creators, mostly. Kevin's going to be fine. He made $1,000 without it. You know, $1,300 would have been nicer. Any idiot would switch. But I get it. He's too proud. And he doesn't have to. He'll be fine with $1,000 from that show. But look at old Steel Toe here who's floundering. What did they make? They made $123 on their morning show. And they could have made $158. That's a $34 difference. And here's the evening show. 94 is what they made. They could have made 120. These are again, not insignificant. This is basically enough money to pay for your energy drinks and your hash browns and your snacks and baubles. Now, Stat Daddy's saying in the chat, he's 30% is the number he uses. That's generous because, again, it's definitely higher. 35 would be modest. And again, I think 36, 38 would be more accurate. But to think that not half the people super chatting are on Apple devices is wildly optimistic, I think. Mikey Newport, it was Tommy NC yelling about his pickup order. Oh, yeah, the Denny's one. I don't know. Search for Denny's. Y'all made a big mistake. Radish gifting a membership. Thank you very much for that. Jack the Tripper, member for 4 months. Patty Lives, 64 days till Hackamania. Is that true? Is that true? Are we having 64 days until the... Soup Party, member for 11 months, ever had a grapple? They used to sell them at Target, grape-flavored apples. I don't know, but is there anything like cotton candy grapes? I'm down. Kevin's Cough, $2, made a pie with Sweet Tango, and it's so good, I came. I don't know if that's true, but I like it. Snarky Tooth, KB 3 months away from a hot tub stream with Steel Toe and Gino. Thank God Chandler got away from this world. Serial Killer, $2. Stevie took down his channel and Twitter. Woohoo. I know. It's definitely a real thing and not a publicity stunt. Look, I really hope he's like focusing on his fucking life. But we all know better. American Cupcake, new member. Thank you. American Cupcake, is Joey C seriously coming to Hackamania? I got my VIP ticket a week ago. I can't wait to meet him. Look at this. Joey's going to get big head about this. Joey's going to clip this for his show. He's going to be like, did you see Melton's latest show? He's got to start paying me because I'm not going to come. I'm a draw. People are coming to see me. He's got to at least give me a hotel, a flight, a boiled egg allowance. He's going to get a big head about that. Thanks, American Cupcake. That absolutely fucked me. For real.
Uncle Patty, why are you taking Mama Backpage away from me? She's leaving me with the floor Newports. My queef channel is frightened. Help me.
Hey, buddy.
Knock the hey, buddy shit off. JNC Stat Daddy said so many ball washers here. I know. Look at the logo. Washing them balls. I love it.
Too hort, baby. I'm so hard pimping these hoes on the boulevard, but I'm not here to tell you about me. I got a little story about a nasty freak. She's the kind of girl you think about in bed. Blowjob Betty giving real good head. Bust a left nut, right nut in your jaw.
True.
Sperm on her cheeks is all you saw, sheesh.
This is fucking gross. Oh, I think T.O. Hank is coming. T.O. Hank is coming to Hackamania. He was asking me about hotels, and then I told him I couldn't talk. I was eating a cheeseburger, and I sent him a photo of him eating a cheeseburger that Rocco sent me from the Largo meetup. So T.O. Hank flew all the way down to Largo for the Carl ROTC event. By the way, as an aside, and today we're really going to focus on Kevin, but... I'm sorry I can't get caught up. I know Kevin makes fun of me for reading him too fast. I'm trying to get caught up. Kevin's trying to draw it out to get more. I'm trying to get caught up so we can start. I'm not even Chad or Steel Toe, where I'm just reading random chats. I'm trying to get caught up. I mean, we got the queue is long. And if the merch starts, you know, this could go on for hours.
The city streets were slick with rain as John's neglected cat prowled through the shadows, a lone sentinel in the night. Its piercing green eyes held secrets buried deep within the alleys, secrets of a man named Kevin who wandered the same streets, burdened by numbers no one cared to tally. As Kevin shuffled past dimly lit doorways, the weight of the cat's silent surveillance bore down upon him, reminding him of his loneliness and failures. In the dim glow of a flickering streetlight, Kevin sighed, knowing that his feline observer couldn't offer solace for the sadness in his heart.
It is true.
Hey, Milton, do you need a forklift driver at NLO Studios? Ha ha.
NLO Studios. NLO Studios.
Hey, Milton, so John's neglected cat now counts your super tips. I want a Milton ball washer. Why would
no,
I use Fatty Patty's new super tip system to maybe make more money when YouTube is the biggest and greatest company ever? Why would I ever work with that hunchback?
That's right.
I do have a hunchback whale.
It sounded like a woman. That's right. Today was like, you know, again, nobody's more inconsistent than Kevin. It's why I'm actually worried about him. Like, he might actually be sick. All he does is bitch about YouTube's cut and how long they take to pay him. And then when presented with a solution, he's like, yeah, right. I trust YouTube. They're like a bigger company than Melton. It's like, aren't most small companies cheaper than most big companies? What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Again, I don't know who broke him. I don't know if it was me. I don't know if it was John's neglected cat or Stat Daddy, as we're calling him. Or it was, you know, maybe it was a tag team effort. He's broken. Kevin's fucking broken. First of all, nobody's counting super tips for showing you how much you lost by not using super tips. And again, if he would use a number like 35 to 38%, it would be even more accurate, I'm sure. But like, Kevin Brennan is fucking broke. All he wants is that which he cannot have. For instance, there are barrels and scoops of Chad Zummick available. Chad is available for the link. He's been begging for it this week live. He's available. He's available. He don't want him. Kevin don't want him. Every show Kevin does is about Melton and Ray and Chad. Sorry, and Dixon and Carl and Shuley. It's all he wants. He don't want what he can have. How long till he's going to have Ray on? I mean, I'm not even kidding. It might be a week. It might be a week. And we all know the resiliency is only coming from a place of attempting spite. The only reason Kevin Brennan hasn't had Ray on is because he thinks he can hold out. He thinks he can prove to Melton that he can't do it for a year. Hey, bitch, save yourself some trouble. Just have him on and give him some money. We all know you're going to. What is this, guys, you're trying to pull over? I mean, just like, come on. We all know you're going to have him on. You can't take it. You can't take it. And again, anyone else could do a clip show. Shuley and his gang can do a clip show. They're entertaining enough to carry a show. Sure, it might take four of them, but together combined, they have the talent of one man like me to carry a program for half the time that I do. Every goddamn day. So, you know, it's cute. It's cute to watch Kevin try to do a clip show. He gets about 3 minutes in and he's like, all right, I don't even know what I'm doing. Right! Right! That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. So, again, it's just pathetic. I don't know what the MLC show is anymore, but it's done. This man is spiraling and swirling just on an obstacle course of absolute garbage topics. Melton, Ray, Shuley, Levy, Carl, Melton, my wife, fuck your your wife, Knuckle! Fuck your wife, Knuckle! I mean, what the fuck? No one cares. No one cares. Be more victim. Be more victim. I mean, Jesus. I've never seen a more pathetic bitch in my life. Who knew? Who knew? How do these guys, you know, Steel Toe and everybody else, they all, like, get away with it for years and years and years. And then, like, anything that happens to them, they just crumble and start begging, you know, like, everyone's beating up. Mountain's after my, they're attacking and he's using the words even. He says they're bullying me. Again, find me footage of me saying that. I can't get enough everybody telling me how dead I am. Find me footage of acting like a bitch like Chad or Steel Toe or fucking Kevin Brennan. It don't exist where I'm coming live and going, they're bullying me. They're relentless. They don't stop. They don't leave me alone. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. You're all soft, thin-skinned bitches. Yeah, he talks real tough in his house, and he didn't say any of this shit. I'm not nuts! Melton talks real tough from his studio. That's because this is fake! This is a podcast. I'm trying to be funny. I'm in a social situation, tipping back some cocktails with a couple of pals of mine. And you're like, why didn't he scream at me and call my wife Zaloopy to my face? It's like, because that would look insane. I'm not nuts. Also, like, I'm not mad. This is a fucking show. Everyone's insane. Why didn't you say that to my fucking, why didn't you walk up to me and scream? Because I would be carted out like an idiot. You fucking loser. You fucking loser. I don't really expect to change you. This isn't even to you, even though I may address it to you. I do. It's just because we know you're watching. It's just because we all know you're watching. But holy shit, you know. Again, Kevin's like so fucking out of it. He's like, $50,000, we're going to bet for the race. It's like, I'm making fun of you. I'm making fun of you demanding bets. Idiot, there's no real bet. Nobody wanted to really make a bet. We're making fun of you. He still thinks anyone gives a fuck about his numbers. We were making fun of you. You're the one who couldn't let numbers go. For months, you screamed about numbers, so we started doing it to you, and then you lost your fucking mind, old man! You lost your fucking mind! All we did was hold a mirror up, and you lost your freckled, fucking, red-faced, fucking mind! It melted! It broke you, bitch! It broke you. I bet you wake your wife up 9 times a night, gently sobbing like a cunt. They're bullying me. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew you were so fucking soft, bitch? No one's done shit to your children. I don't know how many you have. I don't give a fuck. I don't know shit about your wife. No one's coming for her, you weak cunt. You weak cunt. I hope your children look this up and see it one day, you pussy of a man. If anyone showed my children a video of me acting like you, I'd fucking slit my fucking dick off. You fucking pussy. No one's done shit. You're an emotional bitch who's jealous and lonely. And I'm sorry you don't get your dick sucked unless it's your birthday or flag day or whatever fucking sad schedule you've worked out with that fucking trapped woman. Grow up. Shitting all over Dave Attell. Feel better, Nancy? Ugh. Is it Dave Attell's best work? No, 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 it isn't. Is it miles better than anything you've ever accomplished? Yes, yes, it is. Let it sit. Go get some tummy medicine if you need to. Need a Midol? What the fuck's going on? Send me pictures of Kevin's kid. I'm going to have it printed on toilet paper so I can wipe my ass with it. Whatever will drive him nuts. Yeah, baby, you're fucking troll magnet. You're a nightmare. You know what it is? You know, I never really got it. You know what it is? The definition of the new stuttering John? It's where you can take a fucking show and scroll to any fucking minute of it, and there's just gold from an idiot. Am I a clippable lol cow? Absolutely. But you gotta hunt for it. This is probably one of them. Anywhere you go, it's all kinds of bags of wrong on your show. You're just an out of it old fuck. I mean, complain more. Complain more. We're going to go over it and watch how you fucking lied to yourself and gaslit yourself into a corner, shivering like a little lonely bitch. I'm not kidding, Kevin. It's over for you. It's over. And I don't mean you're not going to have a podcast, and I don't mean you're not going to make good money. I just mean your life as you know it, living, is over for you. The best you can hope for is a casual, informal meetup at a fucking casino that's thrown together and mostly planned by other people. That's your best fucking day. Your worst day is the day after, when your wife's like, come home, I own you. Contrary to what our skin colors might dictate. It's another joke about a dark wife. Slave stuff. Your life's over. You're never doing shows. Talk more about tickets, old man. You're afraid of planes. You're afraid of cars. You're afraid of casinos. You're afraid of hotels. You're afraid of walking around. You're afraid of people. You're afraid of riding your bike. You're afraid of being too loud. Your life's over. It's over. Tick motherfucking time. It's over. It's over. Don't begrudge Levy or Shuley or Carl or even Mersh or anyone for like going out and doing stuff. You fucking loser. You fucking loser. And you know what? And your kids are like probably just getting to an age where you could like do fun stuff with them and have a lot in common with them. But no, their old dad is too busy screaming in the other room about the guys on TV who are better than him, more successful, and have learned to navigate life emotionally more, put together than Kevin Brennan could ever fucking hope. I mean, just shivering and scared of everything. Neil might be sad as fuck, but what are you? What are you? Again, Jesus Christ, the supercut of sadness your family will have to wade through when they get old enough to Google. Yeah, right. They're going to have a Patreon membership. I don't know. I don't know. I think there's enough clips. I mean, this is an old fucking idiot. We're dealing with an old fucking idiot. And again, I don't want it to be. No one did anything to hurt you. This was all planned back in November. People were offered spots in December. They accepted it. No one was mad at you. Nobody's fighting you, old man. And guess what? If you'd be cool and normal and too afraid and step out of your skin and stop being so afraid of like trying something, you would have been invited to come here. But I didn't bother because I know you'd shit all over it because Kevin's afraid of failure. You know what Kevin never has to do? Prove how many tickets he can sell if he never does anything that has tickets. It's easy to sit and laugh at Shuley not selling tickets when you don't sell shit. And again, somebody said it the other day, we all know if Kevin had an event, he would sell more tickets than Shuley. We do! Both things are true. We all do know that. That's what's sad. Kevin's making more money and would sell more tickets. 100%. And he's still a scared bitch. Isn't that cool? He's still scared. He's still scared. What a bitch. If you never try, you never have to fucking say you tried. It's easier to just be shit and go, I didn't even try. Again, everyone can just point fingers and go, Hackamania is going to suck. They're not selling tickets. They're panicking. We ain't. I'm warning you right now. We ain't. And again, when it's a month out and you can't get a ticket, I don't want to hear about it. I'm telling you, we ain't. We ain't worried. Fuck. Ask around. Ask in the Discord. Ask in the chat. Is anybody coming? Did anybody buy a ticket? Watch. Now, again, I know 5,000 idiots will go, I'm not. I wouldn't. I'm not. But watch how many people are. I'm not bullshitting. It gonna sell out. I'm officially pounding my chest screaming, it gonna sell out. No. No. Ozone says, sounds worried. I actually am. I have a coupon code for 50% off if anybody wants it. If you'll buy today, I'll give you 70% off, man. If you'll Venmo me 10 bucks, I'll just email you a ticket on the DL. I can print them. We need help. We need help.
If I came to Hackamania, I would definitely find a way to get my shank up in there. I'd gut you like a fish. Jesus. And I don't even hate you. I just really like stabbing.
It's true, Melty. She gets really stabby.
Stabby C.
Melt eyes my stats. Numbers stalked. I disdain it. Or privacy erodes. Melton spins falsehood. Success veiled in deceit's guise. Truth obscured. Lost sight.
Melton's clumsy stride trips on loss. Falls hard. Defeated. Oafish stumble. Fall.
Empty space whispers. Work's burden fractures love's bond. Alone echoes ache.
By the way, give it up for Bone and the Carbarian, who finally learned how to log into the system.
I don't know why I married an ape.
Jesus.
And it seemed like a good idea at the time. Do you have any idea what it's like to see your wife and kids picking the lice out of each other's hair and then eat them?
Whoa.
I think I made a huge mistake.
Jesus Christ. Is that true?
I've made a huge mistake.
Hello? I'm thrilled to be in beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio tonight. What do you call a cheap circumcision? A ripoff.
Come on.
How is a woman like a condom? Both spend more time in your wallet than on your dick. Hey? Hey? What do you call an IT teacher who diddles his students? A PDF file. Babbing bong bang.
Babing bong bang.
God and Satan arranged a basketball game between heaven and hell. I know for a fact we are going to win, said God. We have all the best players up here. Wilt Chamberlain, Moses Malone, Kobe Bryant, and so on. I wouldn't count on that, God, said Satan. You see, down here, we have all of the referees.
Good looking out. Forgot about the Shirley tip.
Hey,
what the
buddy.
Fuck was that?
Didn't forget about I, though, buddy. I apologized 87 times.
What the fuck was that?
Good looking out. Forgot about the Shirley tip.
Hey, buddy. Didn't forget about I, though, buddy.
Panic.
I apologized 87 times.
Good looking out. Forgot about the Shirley tip.
That's wild. That's too much.
This means war. General Melton. I am ready to join the Onion Army as Private Catalano. Salute.
Private Catalano.
Melton, stop bullying me. Stop going after my channel. Stop asking about my numbers. Yo, where's Chad? Hey, going on, Chad. Bob is a loser, right? Fuck you, Melton. I know what Shuley is paying Melton with fake Shuley super chats to bully me. Carl is a loser, right, Adam?
Yeah, he said I was going after his channel. He even said today that I'm trying to bring his channel down. What is he talking about? Is he okay? What is this old fucking man talking about? Again, he's just fighting ghosts. After your channel, what the fuck are you talking about? This is going to devolve so quickly when Adam's gone. Adam's the only one to, like, grab his hand in the hallway at the nursing home and lead him back to his bed. There, there, Kev. Let's get you some warm milk. Melton's not here. It was a dream. What the fuck is going on? After his channel. I'm after his channel. Again, like, we are making fun of your wife and kids now. Only after you saying it for weeks that I've been going after your wife and kids. No one's going after shit. Again, I don't even know their real names. Zumba? Are there classes offered? Hulu. I'm too high to remember. The point is, no one knows. I'm not even sure how many kids he has. So imagine any of this being serious or legit. More impressively, imagine a 63-year-old man soiling his sad little silk undies about this. Screaming about it. You fake fuck. You're not mad about any of this. If you're a real angry dad, you'd be here slitting my throat. If this was real, if you were really one of those, they're talking about my kids. Fact is, you don't give a fuck about your children or your wife. Or you'd already be here doing something about it. You need content, bitch. You're a fake bitch. Misery don't love company. Misery loves money. Kevin loves money. And people are figuring it the fuck out. It's fake as fuck. I'm sick of getting tired of getting blamed for works when every fucking day it's a work with this guy. You don't give a fuck about your wife and kids, dog. You probably give less of a fuck than me. You'd step on them if it meant a better show. Again, I've been to Atlantic City with you two times, and both times you couldn't shut the fuck up about getting a hooker. For days, dog, and I get jokes. But pretend like you're happy more. I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it. Pretend like you care about your wife. They're going after my wife. What did we do to her, dog? What did we do to her? What did we do to her? Did we turn the syrup two paces to the right? Did I put lettuce on top of a cheese ham? What was the signal I gave? What did we do to your wife? Oh, wait, nothing? Nothing. No one knows what she does, who she is, where she goes. What happened to your children? Anything? Oh, no, you made that up too, you fucking pussy. You just like having something to scream about, you fake fuck. You fake fuck. You fake fuck. Dave Attell doesn't answer my calls. Chappelle doesn't answer my calls. My mom doesn't answer my calls. My brother doesn't answer my calls. I wonder why they all get around a table every year and joke and laugh and enjoy life, and you sit with your miserable fucking family, which I imagine make you bring that divider from the bedroom and put between you and your children so you don't bum them out while you eat, while you chew with your turkey neck bobbling in the wind, while you chew. Or attempt to with your sad, sad, sore Skeletor teeth and gums. You fucking old fake fuck. Do another fake show where you yell about the mandolin and Carl's old wife. Mountain said he doesn't even care about Carl's wife being an old bitch. Yeah, I don't. I didn't pick her. I've never met her. I don't know anything about her. There's someone for everyone. What business of it is mine? Are you okay? Are you okay? Not everyone else is ashamed of what they've done with their life and who they've chosen. So you holding her up to the camera, again, it's like, yeah? Yeah, we're not the ones, again, like, what the fuck, man? How is this not a big deal? I don't know, because he puts her on a camera all the time. She's on camera all the time. If it was my wife, you'd lose your mind. Goddamn right. Goddamn right. First of all, it would dispel all the rumors that she has a restraining order against you. What a pussy. What a pussy. Again, no one's saying your show's going anywhere. No one's saying you're going to do anything. You're going to make money. People hate me. They're going to give you money to fuck me over. I get it. It don't hurt me, dog. It don't hurt me, dog. I go to bed happy. I'm a cheerful son of a bitch. The older I get, the less toxic. I'm serious. And I know I do a show where I yell and scream and tell everybody what's wrong with their life. This is my autism manifesting itself and me venting. This is me not spending thousands on therapy. I got to come in here and just let it all the fuck out. And then I get back to scooping cookie dough into my mouth and swim spying with my dog. Dog. I don't want this in my life the older I get. You're an upset, sad old man. Imagine if I told you the minute MLC's over, Kevin pops those headphones off, runs into the living room, gives his children a hug. They play video games, all eat dinner together, talk about how school was. No. What's more likely? He takes the headphones off. Adam leaves, and he sits there on the computer looking at porn or checking his email or jerking off or watching Carl's YouTube videos and getting mad so he doesn't have to rejoin his family all awkwardly and pretend to be a human. You're a bitch! Have I made my point?
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard you say.
Everybody.
From each other. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away from each other.
Is this Chicago?
Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay.
It's hard to say I'm sorry.
After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise too, buddy.
Hold me now. Avoiding the kids at all costs. It's just like, does everyone get it? No one's going after his kids and wife. Talking about something doesn't hurt them. I haven't said their names because I don't know their names. How do I know that Steel Toe's kids' names are Charlotte and Louie? He said it. So I don't feel bad repeating information I was told firsthand. She said it, technically. The point is, like, I'm not... If Kevin Brennan doesn't run and tell his family what I'm saying, they don't know. So no one's doing anything to his fucking family. What I am doing something to is Kevin's brain. I've crawled into it like a fucking worm. And I'm eating it out from the inside. You're watching an old man lose his fucking mind. I made you lose your mind, bitch. He still doesn't get the joke. He still doesn't get it. He's still like, Melton just wants to know my numbers. No, we don't. We're making fun of you. No one ever gave a fuck about numbers. We've been clowning you, dog. Yeah, right. They're trying to bring my channel down.
How hard could it possibly be to add PayPal to this thing, mate? For fuck's sake, get it going, would you?
I do fuck for PC, humble brag, bitches.
Humble brag, beaches. Hello. Miss New York, I have Hackamania VIP ticket. Can't wait to meet all the fans and discuss the NLO cruise event. Holla. Yeah, but Miss New York's like a Chad fan and an MLC fan. This is definitely a troll. Buck Naked, member for 7 months. The green box came with my membership. Thank you. The green box came with my membership. Yeah, you can do that. You can be a member too. Richard H. and Quantum, also thank you for being a member. And Kevin Brennan, smoking hot hooker. Thank you for the super, one of the superest stickers we've ever had. Join the Overdose, nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. It's a great way to get access to all of our shows, audio and video, RSS feeds coming to any podcast app you want. Sometimes you just want the audio. And YouTube doesn't let you do that as an Overdose Lite member when it's members only. So we get more money when you join the Overdose, and you get more stuff, and again, access to the entire back catalog. Join the Overdose today. We couldn't do it without you. You. Oh, fuck, I was going to hit that perfectly. You. Whoa, look who's here. Whoa. Maybe he missed earlier, but we yelled about the Bentleys for a good 20 minutes today. Jason Bentley, ladies and gentlemen. 20 fucking gifted memberships. Look at this guy. What a nice, nice man. What a nice man. I don't even know what to say. Thank you, Bentley. But again, I still think you might be in some sort of Apple cahoots. If you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. And again, you know, we're not sniping Kevin every day or anything, but we are here to call out complete delusion when we see it. Kevin has now completely changed the timeline of what happened. The guilt he's lumping onto Pat Dixon now is he accepted a gig with a guy who's going after my wife and children. Again, this was in December when Pat was offered this gig. But Kevin's rearranged everything in his mind now to say that I, again, no one ever went after his wife and children. This was a super chat from a listener, and I, again, quickly eschewed it away. And now Kevin's saying, no, 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 he was going after my wife and kids, and then he did Hackamania and took, and then Ray and Pat agreed to it. And it's like, no, that never happened, man. It just didn't. It just didn't. Cirrhosis of the River, new member, thank you for joining. And again, thank you, Bentley, thank you. I know Melton Ballwasher, Pat Dixon. Maybe he likes Patrick's. Maybe that's... Now watch his show. Just say again, I've heard a rumor that Adam doesn't have to leave the show. He's chosen to leave the show. This is from a woman that I can confirm does know Adam. I have done that work. I have checked to see if they know each other, and they do in real life. She says that Adam told her that this is a quote word. Batshit. Now, again, I don't know if Adam's called Kevin batshit, but she said that he thinks Kevin is batshit. So, again, I don't know if she's using his word or she's just paraphrasing to me. So now Kevin, as you know, he's learning to do it all on his own. He's been doing this for a while now. And... boy, oh boy, is he getting good at it.
Don't forget I was Stevie Lou before Stevie Lou.
I hope you both met my same fate.
Never forget Drunk on Cringe. Humble brag. Oh, yeah, I go see Dalish. I'm going to go see Dalish, yeah. So Rose of the River gifting a membership. What is it? Is this real or this is a fake Danji? Come on. YOLO! 50 gifted memberships. This has to be Nigerian currency. Dan G. Come on. And Dan G's already on our list, I believe, of heroes of the night. See, this is the thing. These are like real people, but people can make fake accounts. They can give. You know, this is the problem. If this is real, that's insane. Again, that's like $250. Jesus fucking Christ. These ballers. And now Mountain's got super mems. They're like different. They're like memberships to different sites.
Hi, kids. Get off the couch. Go outside or to your room. I don't care which. Where's your mother? Never mind. I don't care. Time for NLO on the big screen.
Right.
OMGF, you Melton, stop bullying me.
He said
kids,
that.
Get in here. Tell Melton to stop going after your mother. See what you're doing, Melton.
It's so insane. And then, you know, I was telling somebody, one of my favorite things on MLC is like new idiots, like this Felicia chick. You can see it in her eye. She sees all the super chats coming in, the money, the opportunity. She's a comic. Nobody knows her, you know, nobody comic. She starts losing her mind. And Kevin Brennan, you know, does his thing where he takes new people under his wing, makes them feel special, builds them up, negs everybody else while they build up the new guest. Again, he does this to Liam, Pat Dixon, everybody. It's Kevin's whole cycle. Makes that new person feel really special. Kate Meaney. Kate Meaney went from national treasure, grandfathered in, child who needed to be protected, to a worthless whore. Kevin's words. Quite the range. You know? So I'd ask that we all just have a little bit more of a tempered expectation and outlook for who people are. They're not the most amazing person in the world, and they're not absolute shit. You know, again, Stevie Lou, while I am done with him, isn't just a piece of shit. It's a little more complex. I see good in him, but can he be trusted? No. He's got a lot to figure out on his fucking own. Not my problem. I'm done giving lessons. I'm running out of time here. I'm an old man. Thank you, Dan G. Again, if that's real, you know, and if it's fake, you know, you got him. Confirmed. But here we are with Kevin doing his thing.
Yo, what's going on? I keep changing the background. I don't know what's going on. I can't even. All right, so
Kevin got a new computer. He's now in HD, which is horrifying. You know, him and Chad are both getting these, you know, I don't know what the age is where this starts, but they're all getting this really rough terrain down here. Again, I'd rather just keep getting fat for the rest of my life, stretching this out so this never happens. This looks like somebody misbagged lunch meat. But that's what comes with age. You know, that's what comes with age. It's not his fault. What's his fault is having that, you know, whatever that replica for a labia is that he's got going on down there. Having that and screaming publicly that you're being bullied. Again, when is children are in high school and people get a hold of this? How's this going to go for his children? Kevin Brennan's children are going to be held down and have their fucking lips wiped with dicks and have their entire ears filled with semen and schmegma when they find out what a cuck their father is. Imagine how weak his children must be. Look what he takes. Ugh. Ugh.
We got a lot to talk about. Not really. I'm under the weather.
Again, see how that didn't hurt his kids? See how they didn't identify his children? See how that didn't... That could have been any kids, getting held down and chapsticked with a dick. Nobody got hurt. Nobody gave out a school name and said, find out a good place to hide these kids while we do it and get me in the names of some local bullies, find out how much it would cost. No. No one's going after anybody. These are jokes on a comedy program. But again, your dad is a giant pussy, and if you want to talk shit about your father and you're of age, please, please, even if you're not of age, I can't stop a minor from calling in and telling tales. I got to check with my lawyer about that, actually. That might be a problem. But again, whenever Kevin Brennan's children are old enough to talk shit, cigars, and drinks on me, you're going to need them. You're going to need them. And advice, don't have a cat. Don't have a cat. Kevin Brennan has a cat, and I sincerely believe that is the root cause of all of his problems.
I'm doing a show anyway because that's how I do it. You know that's how I do it. I'm trying to get the lighting better and everything. So go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Sorry about this. This was stream recorded. I think it does cut out a couple times. Sorry about this.
Hey, caller. I shouldn't have even done this show. This fucking weather sucks. I just want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on.
Are you drunk? Kevin, you're alive.
I don't want to talk about anything. Anyway, I watched Attell last night. Attell special is bad.
It's not his best. That is true. And it is like 32 minutes of jokes. It's less jokes than my 34-minute one. But there might be more joke. I don't know. It's like packed with jokes. But I thought this while I was watching it. I heard a joke. I worked with Attell a few times. I heard a joke that he told when I worked with him. And this is, again, maybe 14 years ago. No, 20. 18. Split the difference. Anyway, well over a decade for sure. So there were some old jokes in there. But I think that's just it's kind of like his style. Sometimes he just throws things out that he has in the moment. Maybe.
It's bad. I'm going to have to have...
But it's not bad. It's just, it's nowhere near Attell at the top of his game.
Attell Adam.
And again, like, I was watching it and thinking, like, yeah, I just think I'm over stand-up. Stand-up just might be a dated art form. Again, we're having a show at Hackamania come out, and I'm more excited about the open mic full of idiots than the regular stand-up show. Kind of more excited about that because it'll be like a Kill Tony vibe of open micers and the crowd rating them and judges. But I do, like, you just watch it and you, like, you're watching stand up now and it's like, I'm not dumb, okay? I'm not dumb. Attell is a good stand up. I know that. I know that. And again, he might have fallen off a bit. He might be out of practice. I don't know. He might just be off the peak of his game. But it's not bad. I know it's me. It's the taste. It's the populace. We've changed. It doesn't hit the same. Hello?
5-3-7.
Oh no.
5-0.
Whoa. Beloved Chatter, who I'm growing to hate. Is the Melton good bad list published anywhere? Now, it's a feeling, man. You know it. You know it. You know, ironically, one of the symptoms of a good or bad person is going after. Kevin and Chad never shut the fuck up about people going after them. But again, they're giant emotional pussies. So talking about them or doing a show about them or sniping them or something is going after them, according to them. Never mind, these are the people who, again, are calling families, spouses, landlords, coworkers, places of business. You know, I mean, these are the guys threatening, I'll turn you into the IRS. I have some information about you. I'm going to leak. That's these guys. That's the guys who never shut up about being bullied. Kevin Brennan. Chad Zumok. Stevie Lou, it seems like. They never shut up running around telling you what everyone's doing to them. And they do way harsher shit. They step over way more lines. They're pussies. They're giant pussies. They can't take it. It's the definition of giving it and can't take it.
I'm going to do the show. I'm going to have to make them come on. I want to talk. Tell special is bad. It's fucking bad.
Your show's bad, Kevin.
It's bad.
Here he goes. The overhand drink. Again, who drinks with the handle up? Who drinks like this? My grandfather didn't drink like this. Fishermen don't drink like this.
All right, let's watch clips.
There he is. All right, let's watch clips. Let me get a time on the board. Let's count. All right, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1... Why is it starting? Oh, shit, I'm dumb.
Okay. So, the reason that I don't have a lot to say about this, you know, whatever happened.
I don't have a lot to say either. I got nothing to say.
I didn't watch it. None of this has anything to do with me. I know that sounds like some kind of bullshit or what do you mean? You were done dirty. You were talked about. This is all about you or whatever. Yeah, it really isn't. You know, it's about... whatever the fuck is in Kevin's head, right?
What is is? What is? What is?
None of that is related to anything that I did. It's ridiculous. Where, like, a trip to Vegas is like a scorched earth kind of deal.
That's what it is. You know how I'm anti-Vegas? I've been anti-Vegas my whole life. Oh, God. This is what I'm doing. This is my cross to bear on tomorrow's Good Friday.
Now, I don't know what was said. It must have been bad. I started getting Venmos from people.
1 minute has
saying,
gone
I
by.
Hope Kevin Brennan gets.
Oh my God.
Shit like that.
Gets what? Laid? They want me dead?
Somebody sent me money and said that. I mean, I kind of knew. Because I'd heard, you know, some of the stuff that had been said the prior day, you know, and whatever.
I mean, yeah, he's very upset about the Hackamania show.
Oh, well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, are you there?
Boom. 1 minute, 25 seconds. That's how good you are at this, Kevin. 1 minute and 25 seconds from let's watch clips to this calling for help.
Yeah, what's up?
Just come on. You don't even have, I can't do it by myself.
Yep. So what's the future hold for MLC? You know, we've seen in 1 week him having trouble getting guests on. Then he got the green screen. That was going to get guests to take the show more seriously. Then he, again, I don't know why he's so slow on everything. Again, Adam and him today are going to, they were like, you know, I bet YouTube wouldn't be too happy to find out Super Tips is going around there. Again, fucking idiots, threaten me more. That's who a bad person is. They make threats. They just make threats all the time. They make threats. They're pussies. Nothing happens, and then they go nuclear. Stevie Lou, Chad, KB, they feel big. They feel real big, man. They get hurt, and then they just start lashing out because they don't know what to do with all the feelings. It's too many feelings. And he lives in a loveless fucking family. So he doesn't know what to do with good feelings or bad feelings. This motherfucker wrote his wife a check instead of getting her a ring. That's their entire family. A business transaction. You paid your wife to move in with you. You want a ring or a check? You want the steak or the fish? She said the check. I don't need a reminder that we've done this. Hello?
Hi. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, well.
All right. Well, that's seven hellos, so shoot your shot. Fucking nerds. And then again, he plays dumb about everything. Ray, I told Ray Melton was sniping him, and Ray said, I don't see it that way. Is that what happened, or did Ray accidentally click on our 24/7 stream that was also live, that also said live, and is at the top of our channel? He clicked that accidentally. Again, everyone knows this, except Kevin. He's still, it's like Steel Toe. He'll ban anyone that tries to get the truth out on his show. Ray never said, I don't see it that way. This is the lie he keeps repeating. He just did it to Pat Dixon. Pat Dixon said, I don't think he's that upset about Hackamania. This is about something else. I find it hard to believe that one simple trip to Vegas made him go scorch earth. And then Kevin, again, strawmanning it. Yeah, that's the problem. I hate Vegas. I've always had a long-standing problem with Vegas. Pat didn't say anything about you hating Vegas or not liking Vegas, or this was about it being Vegas. He didn't say any of that. But Kevin picked a fight with that imaginary monster and then won it. Did you see Kevin win that fight? Fuck, he's right. He's never said anything about hating Vegas. Fuck, he won. Oh, wait, no one said that he... Fucking losers. Talk about losers.
All right.
I got nothing.
I got nothing. So... here he comes. Proof again that Kevin's a fake bitch. For a minute and 25 seconds, he tried to muster up some fake anger about something, realize he's a fucking fraud. You know, something Comedy Central and the rest of the industry realized years ago, along with the judges for Star Search. Sorry, we're looking for stars. Boy, oh boy, the chasm between Chappelle and Kevin fucking Brennan. Yikes. Who'd you pay to get second, motherfucker? Who'd you pay to get second place? There's nothing between Kevin Brennan and Chappelle? Why, yeah, there is. Neil Brennan! Confirmed. Oh, shit.
I'm tapped out. Anyway, I'll let you go after, once I get warmed
up. After what? What's going on?
No, after I get warmed up.
You have cancer? Did the K-pile give you cancer?
No, I'm fucking sick. I'm like sick. I can probably get...
Well, he is like Steel Toe.
People on the show, but like, come on. Let's. You don't even have to talk. Just sit there.
I don't believe that he is.
I'll make faces.
I don't believe that he is. Why would... That's, you know,
yeah.
I don't believe that he is. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, he's very upset about the Hackamania show.
Oh, well, that's, you know,
yeah.
I don't believe that he is. I don't believe that he is. Why would he give a fuck about that? He doesn't.
Right.
There's no way that he does.
Right.
So I don't know what that's about.
He knows what it's about.
By the way, again, Kevin and every one of Kevin's dumb fans, and again, I'm not saying if you're a fan of Kevin, you're dumb, but every one of his dumb fans, again, is running with this pretense of, like, they turned down a lot of money to go to Hackamania. If Kevin wants to cut them a check to not go to Hackamania, I'm listening. That hasn't happened. Ray gave up $9,000 to go to, on whose word? Amortized over a year? Maybe? As long as Kevin doesn't get mad about anything else over the course of the year? Anybody want to take these odds? You're all acting like he wrote a check for $9,000, slid it over to Ray and said, all you got to do is say no to Hackamania. And Ray went, no thanks. If that happened, they'd all be forgiven immediately. Take the $9,000. You won't be making $9,000 for Hackamania. Take the $9,000. You know, they'd probably be gracious enough to kick me back what I've already spent on the flight. But no, 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 no. Kevin's got to go with this fake fucking... They're so dumb. They gave all that up to go work with Mel. It's like, no, they didn't have to give it up. Again, Kevin manufactured this entire conflict. No one told him they can't do MLC. No one told him that they can't be friends with Kevin and me. These are things adults do every day. Work with people that they don't like, they don't get along with, they don't necessarily trust or want anything to do with. It's called being an adult.
Hey, punk, don't worry about sending me a plane ticket to Vegas. I decided to drive the 3,000 miles. I have to stop every 7 miles to put air in my tire, so I figure it will take me 60 days to get there.
He's leaving this weekend. He's leaving this weekend. Radish said, am I the only one doing the get one, give one for membership? Seem only fair. And it's worked 4 times already. Is that true? Yeah, everybody who got a membership is supposed to give a membership now. We could double this. We got 92 memberships today, little doggy. That's fucking awesome. We're doing it. We're having it.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
That's not true. That's not true. It is real. Edgar, member for 6 months. KB is the king. Sorry, Melton Skull. Again, that's all you, man. That's all you, man. I'm building a community of like-minded, sensible people over here. The fact that all of our idiot fucking loser targets like Chad and Steel Toe and Kevin Brennan have to make me bigger than I am, pun intended. Melton's in his Discord nonstop, night and day, plotting, planning, soldiers, they're scheming and after us and trying to do this and trying to do that. Oh, so fucking funny because I ain't at all. You know, that's the beauty of it. They're so paranoid. They can't let it go. They can't get over this. Again, Kevin Brennan doesn't know what the fuck a Discord is. Can't wrap his fucking brain around it. But he knows for sure Melton's in there night and day plotting and planning and fucking with his life. And doxing his wife, too, by the way. Again. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, again, does that help you sleep better at night? It doesn't, Kevin. It doesn't. I bet your entire fucking bed is covered in shit and piss stains and worry drool. Sea roses of the river. Did Stuttering John drunk apologize? Nope. Nope. The print is on. The grant for the print is on. If you don't know what we're talking about, stay tuned Monday, Stuttering John. We do a little thing over here called the $100 square game. Patrick, do you have to charge $100 for square? Isn't this a grift? Yes! Also, again, a key component of the wall is that he's making money off my kid. You know what I mean? It adds a whole nother layer to people like Joey and Steel Toe and Stuttering John, who seethe at the riches and the fortunes of others. So look, do I want $3,200? Yes. Do I need $3,200? No. Is it important to have $32 be a part of the wall? Yes. Yes. Stuttering John has to see the money coming in. And that's why I don't even want it over Venmo and PayPal. I don't want it secretly given. It needs to be seen. It needs to be public so I can put it on the screen as part of it. It's my transition to wealth. That's what we're calling it. The transition to wealth. I'll take it in pesos. I don't really give a shit. TK, so. Big fan of all the fighting drama, F. Ray and Assholt. Fine. Just whoop, whoop, whoop. Skitty Tooth John. 10 gifted memberships. Thank you very much, Scooty Tooth. What did Chad call her that one time when he was mad? That Sketty Tooth whore.
Adam, do people know what it's about? They're just plain stupid?
I think it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of like, maybe he's just trying to say that it's not about, it's about your feud with Melton or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, supposedly people are mad that I had Felicia, but Felicia asked me to do my show. I didn't reach out to her. She asked me to do the show. So I was like, okay, I thought it'd be interesting. It was. To get her side of the story. All we've been getting this whole time is Pat Dixon's side or Gina Bisconti's side. So I'm like, so again, how is that done dirty when that's what they keep saying about Pac-Mania. Help Melton asked him to go. They just said yes.
Well, he...
Fuck! I've never been so devastated in my life. Melton just asked them to go, and they said yes. Huh. What do they think they have? Autonomy? Freedom? Aw, they didn't ask Kevin. Melton asked them to go, and they just said yes.
Also said, I don't know if it's later on in the clip, but that he didn't actually watch the episode. So he's kind of going based off.
Yeah, but he's a liar. Again, liars think everyone else are liars. Liars assume everyone else is lying.
Of messages.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's lying. Maybe he did watch the episode.
I mean, I think it's a way. You know, look, that's just the way he's speaking about stuff. So I don't know. He's like, I'm a Melton ball washer and all that stuff because I agreed to go do a show. It sounded all right to me. Okay.
So wait, I'm a Felicia Gillespie ball washer because or a clit washer because I let her do my show. Like it's the logic. It's like, I like how when it's
like, what? Kevin, you called Dixon a Melton ball washer. You called Bentley a Melton ball washer. You called Flimsy Greenberg a Melton ball washer. Peter Sky Parker. These are all your supporters and your fans, you fucking idiot. And then he just goes again, just making up shit. Yeah. Like I'm a Felicia ball washer for having her on. It's like, nobody's saying that. No one's accusing you of shit. No one cares about you. Again, no one cares about your numbers. We were making fun of you caring. To this day, you care about numbers. He still doesn't see it. Isn't this insane? Every day, this show doesn't make any money. They don't make any money. They found out I make more money. Yeah, they make more money, but they need more hours. Yeah, but I found the February numbers were the... No one talks more about money and numbers than you, dog. That's the joke. That's the joke, you old fuck. Melton was wrong. He said my numbers would be down. He said he was wrong. I'm fucking with you. I even sent him a text. We were fucking with you because you scream about numbers. He still doesn't get it. He's just like, so he admits he lies. What an out of it fuck. What an old out of it fuck.
Convenience. Like, all I'm doing was accepting a gig.
He's acting like all I was doing was accepting a gig. That is it. That is it.
That's all I'm doing.
You know, I mean, like, I thanked him every single show that I ever did over at YouTube. I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't
thank
want
you, Kevin Brennan. Without you, I don't have this channel. Thank you, Kevin.
Right.
Kevin said, I didn't watch. He also said on Tuesday or Wednesday that he didn't watch Pat Dixon and I the other night. He texted me during the show. Hey, fat fuck, tell Pat Dixon I'm going to have his ex-girlfriend on. So fuck him or something like that. Anybody who was watching the show knows this. The text came in. During the show. And then he, like Chad, I didn't watch. I don't watch them. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Chad. I know they don't watch. This is like the fucking earmark of losers. Again, I don't watch stuff sometimes, and I don't watch everything every time. I'll happily tell you when I do and don't. No work. What do I get out of that? It's funny for them because they always, again, Chad knows every detail of everything I say and every detail of everything Ray says. And then they all go, we never watch. But they know everything. They catch themselves in lies. Fucking hell.
Please stop bullying me. I cry myself to sleep. And I can walk. We saw no, it got, while lying on the floor behind the room divider, the only place I'm allowed to sleep. I always said, show me the numbers and attacked everybody personally. But I'm just a poor, innocent, right. Sick old man being bullied. So please stop. I'm begging you, Melton, don't threaten me with your hunchback while I don't know what to do. You send your Discord after me through the postal system. It's now lurking over me. Yeah, just yeah, staring and threatening me through the window. If I didn't have a doorman, that Discord would surely eat me.
Do you have a doorman? Oh boy.
Kevin Brennan, for everything have you done? Yeah, I mean, every show, he always treated me pretty fair, you know? I mean, like, really, he would yell at Ray or Stevie. He never really yelled much at me, if at all.
Like, normal good people, this behavior confuses them. Anybody ever watched, you know, like, again, Pat Dixon will never have a problem again spotting this pattern. Of Kevin being overtly nice to somebody, giving them praise, making them stand out, setting them apart, nagging everybody else, shitting on the old timers who get it. And then slowly turning, if you will, or completely just quickly turning on everyone, every time. Again, from Sue Costello to Pat Dixon. No one is safe. No one. Kevin needs it. I was talking to somebody the other day. They were telling me, yeah, Kevin needs an enemy to fight or else people aren't going to pay attention. It's the only thing that keeps the show going, and it's accurate. And you can identify a complete loser with nothing going on by how much they keep lining back up for more. I mean, look at Chad Zumach and Stevie Lou and Ray. You have to either be brain damaged or have so little going on that you have to go on MLC and put up with this cycle over and over and over. I mean, Stevie Lou and Ray and Chad just get ragdolled quarterly by this fucking guy and come back for it. Ski mask. You know, all these guys who like Kevin can do no wrong and they come back over and over. This is the sign of a low IQ, low effort, low brainwave kind of guy. Who would ever go back to this? Nobody with their right minds. Why you see friends and family slowly backing away from Kevin Brennan, trying to get away from him. No. I am a big fan. I just don't want to be on the show. I just don't like the direction of the... No, I'll watch from afar. Adam! He's rumored to be leaving because of how unhinged Kevin is getting. And I know the longtime MLC lovers will say over and over, this is how the show goes. It's been this way forever. Yada, yada, yada. But longtime MLC fans are saying the show sucks. Longtime MLC fans are starting to say the turn is here. Longtime MLC fans are saying it's absolute garbage now. The beauty of it is those idiots, by the way, who just line up for it. Chad is great on that show, just getting pummeled continuously and coming back for it over and over and over again because he's got nothing else to do. We want it. We need it. We love it. Ray, just a treasure trove of what the fuck did Ray just say? The super chat magnet. He needs them. For everyone who complains about Stevie Lou and Ray and Chad, they are what drive the show because hate is what drives the show. Without those idiots there, you know, being the catalyst for you to paddle the paddle boat of hate, the show can go nowhere. So I love watching new idiots like Felicia come on thinking like, he likes me. He really likes me. I'm going to be on the show and I'm going to make money. And I'm, this could be a new Corey Adam. Well, if you guys hire me, they ain't hiring over there, idiot. Pay attention. Everyone would laugh every time he dropped that, you know, hint. They're going to hire me over here. They're going to hire me over here. Yeah, if you guys hire me. Yeah, we're going to hire you, Corey. Fucking free agent. Don't jump into bed right away. Entertain other offers, Corey. There's going to be a lot of offers coming in when people find out you left Steel Toe. Oh, wait. You're a cuckock. You're a cuckock. Single mother of five. I've been watching old MLC. He used to have real life conflicts to rant about. It's so obvious KB now has the makeup shit to use as content. It was the mandolin thing for me. I was like, this is, again, it's worth watching and laughing at. It's worth a segment for sure. Sure. 2 weeks. Funniest video anyone's ever seen. The most embarrassing video on the internet. That's when I knew. I was like, ugh. Oh, this fake is fuck. This fake is fuck. And again, I'm not above a well-timed joke or a prank on your audience. And you guys would call it a work. Again, the videotape with Michael Ray Bauer. In order to entertain to some effect, I'm going to have to lie to you. Sorry. There will be some works. There will be some works. They're going to be harmless works. If anything, they're going to be works for good, like with Donkey Lips. Or harmless. You know, again, like sending fruit to somebody's house is not hurting them. Sending Chad coleslaw is not hurting him. Chad pretending to have a black eye and then accusing someone. No, they yelled Kumia country, pointing the finger at someone. That's actually a crime. That's actually a crime. It's not a prank. It's not a joke. It's not a work. It's actually a crime. So, you know, anybody who wants to point fingers and can't tell the difference, fuck you. It's not the show for you. It's not the show for you. You're probably too dumb to be here. And we'd like you to beat it collectively. We all talked about it before the show. You should get the fuck out of here, probably. Hit the like button, 700 people. Can't even get to 432 likes. My granddad's favorite number, 432.
No, so I thought we were, it seemed like we were pretty cool.
Never, no. Don't trust me. If I don't yell at you, don't trust me. I think that's what we're learning. If I don't yell at you.
You yell at everybody. So everybody should trust you?
I'll end up doing something much worse.
I was like, all right. You know, people say that, like,
people say
he can be volatile.
He can? You know, who said that?
Like, yeah, that, who are these, you know, people? People warned.
That's nuts.
Volatile. So, all right. Well, so far, so good and everything, right? And then, like, fucking
hack. So one of the things is that Kevin paid for Pat Dixon's lawyer when he punched Gino. And I think my theory is that this is one of the things that fucked Pat up so much because, again, he didn't pay for the whole lawyer, I don't think, but gave him some money and got him started and found the lawyer and yada, yada, yada. But really, how well can we trust the professionals that Kevin surrounds himself with? We've all met the sorcerer. Jokes. The point is, That's a big thing to do for somebody. That's a nice thing to do for somebody in their time of need. So Pat Dixon considered this a real overture of friendship, a big thing. Again, that amount of money to Kevin was nothing. And Kevin's never really had a reason to turn on Pat. Pat's a very peaceful, non-confrontational person. He goes along to get along. He doesn't really throw out any hard opinions, so he's easy breezy, kind of acquiesces to anything that's said in the room. So why would he have any heat with Kevin Brennan? Even this heat is not Pat Dixon's fault. I'm responsible for it in some way. And yet, I, again, didn't do anything. Nobody's trying to hurt KB. He's so dumb and emotional, though, that he thinks everyone's after him. It's just a paranoia level 10.
Mania. I mean, like I said, he's been in and out with Patrick so many fucking times, you know, that I was like, yeah. Well, it wasn't particularly contentious when I said yes to it.
Okay, shit changes. Just like 3 weeks ago, you had your fucking YouTube channel. Like, shit changes. Like,
Kevin's insane. First of all, you're a loser. You would go into the city from Jersey every day. You would go into the city from Jersey to, every Thursday to, or Wednesday or whatever, to do a show for $100 to split with Levy. You're a loser. You're like Chad. It took you a year to go, hey, wait a minute. I'm not making any money. A-doy. Oh, wait. You liked it. You had fun. And you hung out with a friend. And you had a good time. And it might give your career a little bump. It might help people come over to your podcast. You weren't rolling in money. You barely made enough to cover your trip. What a loser, Kevin. What a fucking loser. Oh, wait, you're also a loser who worked for no money last year. Kevin forgets how quickly he became a guy who can't tolerate anyone not making whatever Kevin pays. Kevin's the gold standard of the paying guys. Fucking loser.
Hello, exactly. How complicated is that? Melton thinks that he's going to bully me like he does everybody else.
Melton thinks he's going to bully me. I'm not asking for anything or making any demands. I don't reach out to you. You text me nonstop. Hey, fat fuck, you fat loser. Say hi to your Discord, you fat. You have meltdowns. I don't bug you or your stupid Amazon wife. Okay? I don't bug any of you. I don't do shit to you, bitch. You're a bitch. You fucking hurting, baby girl? It feels like he's everywhere. Do you have your fucking children come in and check the closet for me at night, faggot? What a bitch. What a bitch. He's trying to bully me. He thinks he's going to bully. What am I doing to Kevin? We're watching you have a meltdown, you old broken fuck. We're doing nothing to you, but watching you have a meltdown. No one's doing shit to you, but watching the end. The end of you. That's what we're watching. Please, please, please get word to your wife to live stream your funeral so we can all spit on our screens, you dumb fuck. You're going to fucking kill yourself with this high blood pressure. What a fucking loser.
Like, he's going to be like, I'll talk shit about Kevin's show. I'll make up.
I will. What are you going to do about it? He thinks he's going to talk about my show? What are you, Kate Meany? I is going to talk about it. You talk about anything you want to talk about. He thinks he's going to talk about my show? I am, bitch. I am. What are you going to do? Let me guess. IRS? Attack my wife? Every low, scummy piece of shit thing you can think of? You old, desperate fuck? He thinks he can talk about my show? We is.
Stuff. He basically admitted in a text after Atlantic City. He's like, no, I was just, you know, what did he say? I already read it. But basically, he's like, I was just making up shit.
Right.
And then
he doesn't get it. We've said it a million times. We don't care about your numbers. We're fucking with you. Your numbers are down. Your numbers are down. He thinks my numbers are down. He thinks my numbers are down. He won't stop saying my numbers are down. He's telling people my numbers are down.
Then you got mad, so I thought it'd be funnier to keep doing it. And it's like, and I just kept saying, like, he's lying. And then he's like, he was like, I'm not lying. Well, the bet is, I'll bet you, you can't do your channel for 2 weeks.
So now again, the bet about the numbers where the consequence was not doing a show for a week. Now he's again, tell me he doesn't have dementia. Things are just colliding in his mind and he's making some kind of weird flying spaghetti monster of an idea and then spitting it out. So now he wants to bet that I can't do a show for 2 weeks? Are you fucking okay? What? So now he wants to bet I can't do a show for 2 weeks? You have the time frame wrong and the bet. The bet was that you can't do a show for 2 weeks. What an old, out-of-it idiot.
I bet you, when I was...
Anytime he can't find the thing... The thing he's going to look for will prove that he's wrong, so he'll abandon it.
The number stuff and everything else was just chipping you, and then it all got escalated.
See, he tried to say he told me he was lying. No, I said we were fucking with you about the numbers. No one cares.
The number stuff and everything was just chipping you, and he kept saying on Twitter, like, no, old man, you know what the bet is.
So again, even in his own brain, when side by side with we're chipping you, he doesn't understand what they were trolling him. He's like, he said he was just chipping me about the numbers, but on Twitter he was going, no, old man, you're down and your numbers need to be. Right. We're chipping you. Yeah, but you said that my numbers were down. We're fucking with you. Yes, that's the joke. Yeah, but you said they were down. You even tweeted it that they were down. We're fucking with you. Fuck, he's dumb. Fuck, he's dumb. He said that anytime he was talking about my numbers, he was just fucking with me. But one time on Twitter, he said something about my numbers. I mean, hello? 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 I mean, it's a level of retard I don't even know how to dissect.
You know, so the whole thing is like to go after my channel.
Go after my channel. Again, what? Anyone have an idea what this fuck's talking about? Nope. He's just a broken, desperate loser. He's a fraudulent pig of a man. He needs your money and he needs to pretend to be mad. So now he's made up. I'm going after his channel. What? What are you fucking talking about? Hello? What the fuck are you talking about? Ask him. Ask him. You keep saying Melton's going after your wife. What did he do to her? No, he like mentioned that I have a wife. Did he say her name? Nope. Did he give out any of her info? Nope. He's doxing her on Discord. Again, did I give out anything to do with your... Nope. We told a fake story about how your wife rode over here for her freedom. We didn't, but we could. We could. And how everybody used to drink out of her dreadlocks when they got thirsty while singing to the sky. Lord, we gonna get there one day. We gonna get there. Keep on rolling. What? Did that hurt your wife? Is your wife okay? Is your wife okay? Is she crying about that bit? Is she going to be okay? Do you need me to click her to sleep? Fuck you. I mean, what a pussy. Again, Ask him, what did I do to her? Is she gonna be okay?
And then that was, it's, that wasn't enough. So then he's trying to dox.
He's gonna be blank for a couple minutes, I think.
It's my wife. He's going after my kids, but I'm supposed to be okay with that. Literally, I got Pat Dixon his lawyer. I got Pat Dixon his lawyer, so he didn't have to go to jail.
Fuck! Where would he have found a lawyer? Where would he have found one? You know how lawyers are. You got to know a guy who knows a guy just to even get seen. Again, a pathetic man would even bring this up.
But I'm supposed to, but he's like, I'm just doing a gig with a guy that's trying to fuck with your channel, Kevin.
Again, how am I trying to fuck with his channel? And even if I am, is that the case in December when he get, like, just make up more shit to be mad at Pat about. Fuck with your own timeline. So now, according to him, in December, it's going after his wife and trying to take down his channel. Again, what? I don't know what that means. What did I do to your channel?
What's the problem with that? I don't see any conflict. You don't. I do. I'm calling the shots, Pat. Remember?
See, now he admitted it. It's all his problem. He's making up a problem. And then he said, I'm calling the shots, Pat. And that's the key disease in Kevin Brennan's brain. He thinks he owns people. Probably why he picked a dark wife. Easier to yell at. Snap commands. Even though that's not what happens in their house. She runs everything. Kevin has to hide behind room dividers and scoot. My wife didn't want me here. She told me to come home from Atlantic City. Better get going, Kevin. Ma's got supper on the table. Why don't you scoot? Why don't you scoot? You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. I'm calling the shot. You ain't. So let me get this straight. Pat's not allowed to come. Ray's not allowed to come, and I'm not allowed to talk about your show. What's your batting average there? Zero?
You don't have a YouTube channel. I told you, set up a YouTube, and then I guess it was my fault for not letting, asking him. Am I doing my due diligence going, Pat, have you ever lost your...
You know, it's a theory that Kevin Brennan's the one that had his channel struck. Again, he thinks everyone else is lying because he lies. Why does he think everyone's after his channel? Because he's doing shady, going after people's channel shit. Again, we already know he like contacts people's exes to try to get him on. He wants Ray's sisters to come on and talk shit. It's petty, petty shit. Melton, you're printing a picture of Stuttering John's kids for your wall. Yeah, I didn't say I don't do petty shit. Keep up. Unreal just how he keeps molding the timeline in his head to make Pat this worse and worse guy as he goes on.
Channel? Because if you have, maybe you should be a little cautious. Again, it took 2 months for them to get around to taking his channel down. So imagine, Adam, if he didn't leave any shows up. They would have just been like, we don't give a shit. We don't give enough shits here to try to take this guy's channel down. But if you leave evidence for them, but again, is that my fault? Is that?
So Kevin thinks if you take a video down, this is how dumb Kevin Brennan is. Boy, is this a nugget. Kevin thinks if you take a video down from YouTube, then YouTube can't find it or see it and you won't get in trouble. First of all, Kevin's so dumb that he thinks when you delete a video, it's gone forever. And that even YouTube couldn't dig it up if they wanted to. Nothing to see here, Mr. YouTube. All my videos are deleted. You can't prove I'm Pat Dixon. even though I did have to type in my name and social security number to get paid. How dumb is Kevin Brennan? How fucking dumb is Kevin Brennan? Again, I don't know anything about the man's wife, but she's got to be dumber than dog shit to be with this idiot. The only way they can identify you is if you leave a video up for them to find. Great take, Kev. You don't have to give them all your information at all to get paid. What a fuck. Like, he's retarded. He thinks, like, Melton's selling shirts and he's getting around the taxes. What a fucking idiot. Like, he's dumb. It's like Chad thinking a big tax refund is... means you make a lot of money. It's just dumb. Yeah, he's in Densa. That's a good point.
My fault. So now all of a sudden, I'm the problem because I'm like, Melon's a piece of shit. He was going to...
How did they find out Pat Dixon had a channel? He left the videos up.
After my numbers, after...
He left the videos up. And then the detectives caught him. They were like, wait a minute, is that Pat Dixon? They have a, there's a room where a guy from YouTube has photos of everyone up who's banned. And he watches every video uploaded to YouTube. And he's like, wait a minute, is that Dixon? You're out of here. What an idiot.
The Super Bowl event. You remember he was like, oh, Kevin didn't do as well in February as the Shilly.
Again, he's obsessed about the numbers. No one cares. And I haven't, by the way, all the numbers stuff ended with Kevin Brennan being a pussy about all the bets in January. This stuff all ended a long time ago. He still can't get over it. No one's still talking about Kevin's numbers. And again, my hand on a Bible, I have nothing to do with John's neglected cat. I don't know who it is. Nobody told him to do it. I'm not working with him. No one knows shit. No one knows shit over here. Facts. Facts. That's why it's funny. That's why it's funny. I'm literally doing nothing and everyone has a theory about shady shit that I'm doing. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I can't get enough of it. Keep on spreading the rumors, everybody, in the chats. I see all your little Melton said, Melton did this on today's show, Melton did this. I love it. I love it. Keep confusing these idiots.
They should do better. They have six people.
Again, he's in earnest in this moment. He's defending his numbers. It's like, this guy's insane. He can't stop. No one cares about your numbers. He's literally like fighting about his numbers again. No, because they...
So whatever I make, they should make times six. Because I'm a one-man show after next week. Adam's going bye-bye. Then what are they going to say? Kevin, the Shilly Show, allegedly.
We're going to say you're the worst solo clip show ever that Super Tips has ever seen.
And this is going by this clown, John's Neglected Cats. John's Neglected Cats now does a stat not after the net for the day. He does the net if you use Melton's Super Tip system.
Wow, he's factoring all. That's very sophisticated.
Yep. So I just saw this today. Somebody brought that to my attention. I was like, so Melton's like, I don't even know this guy, but this guy's literally either Melton or such a Melton dick rider that he's like, if you use Melton's Super Tip system, you'll make more than if you use YouTube. So who should I go with? A hunchback or one of the biggest companies in the world that ever existed? A company with a $2 trillion market cap or a hunchback?
Again, no one's offered it to you, Kevin. No one's trying to sell it to you. No one's offered it to you. Who are you yelling at? He acts like he's kicking out a salesperson. Oh, yeah, Melton Super Tips. I wonder what I should get. You don't have to. Again, we're not. This dude is broken. Like me, maybe I teed it up. John's Neglected Cat with these stats has broken this motherfucker. He He can't. I mean, he's falling. He's counting spreadsheets in his sleep. Again, no one else in the universe is concerned with numbers. No one. They're really not. They're really not. This is only to torture Kevin Brennan, and we're here for it. 100%. I just... Nikki, again, thank you for being a member for 4 months and joining Framka. I look forward to you and KB being best buddies in a few months. I mean, I'm never his best buddy. I'm not his fucking friend. I've known what he was since the beginning. I'm not dumb. I see patterns. Again, this is what makes Ski Mask and Chad and Ray and Stevie Lou complete morons. They keep coming back for more over and over. Chad is in like a wash cycle, just keeps getting whipped by KB. Push, pull, love, hate. This is what kidnappers do. It's what psychological manipulators do. And healthy people are able to recognize it and eject from the pattern. But broken people with daddy issues need it. So they keep coming back. Maybe this time he'll love me. Maybe this time I'll do good. You know? But you won't. You won't, because you're both broken. You need to be loved, and he needs to treat you like shit. Because the thought of having a real friend is KB's absolute nightmare. Joseph Hamas, member for 9 months, you should threaten to sue KB for defamatory remarks made publicly of the Super Tip system. I mean, KB's retarded. He doesn't know how Super Tip or YouTube or even his own fucking phone works. I'm good. Tampa Terry, I'd rather cry in Pat's Lexus than cry on KB's bike, bro. These are facts. And he thinks I like talking about my Lexus all the time. It's a joke. I don't even have a Lexus, you idiots. Holy shit. He's been lying to us about what kind of automobile he has? Oh, my God. Well, now I don't know what to believe. Provo PM, thank you. For the 5 gifted memberships. Good to see you in our chat, participating with these other rapscallions. Hit the like button. Do us a favor, huh? Again, not being over 300 is just embarrassing for me and my dead parents. Richard G, member for 10 months. Stockholm Syndrome? A little bit. George, can I have that cool gaming rig behind you? We'll get to that in a minute. We're almost done with Kevin being a
Who has a Lexus? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. But now he's like, you got to use Mountain Super Tip System.
Who's saying that? Who's saying to him, you got to use Mountain Super Tip? Who's saying that? Who's the bully you're beating up this time, Kevin? Because it's not me. I don't give a fuck.
Pat's using it. Pat, how's it going?
Again, what a great comparison. Pat doesn't make as much as me, therefore Super Tip sucks. Another win for KB, everybody. He's really like Steel Toe. He can't stop winning these arguments.
The Super Tip says Super Tip.
Ooh, I'd like a Super Tit system.
Super Tits.
that's a system I'm interested in.
Yes, Super Tit system.
I'll even keep track of it daily.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like this whole thing. Kevin didn't. Yeah. Melton's a bitch. Melton's always going to be a bitch. So Melton starts all the problems. He starts them all.
Kevin, you just said that there was no problem except you made it a problem. You control everything. Remember? You just admitted that you started the problem. You just admitted that to us.
After Super Bowl, I didn't give two fucks. I'm like, here's my numbers, you fat fuck. Here's the money I made since Bob left. And people are like,
I mean, why is he? Kevin, we don't care. It's just funny to watch you like say, bet me, and then we bet you, and then you're like, well, what's the bet? And then when I tell you the bet, and then you're going, why are you telling me the bet? It's just funny to watch you squirm and lie and wiggle yourself out of everything. Again, weren't you supposed to have lunch with DK today? I'm not kidding. I talked to DK. DK tried to have lunch with KB today and give him 50 grand. He wanted to put 50 grand in escrow to bet that he would have Ray on. And I told him, don't do it. It's a stupid bet. And DK's like, it's gold. You know it's good. I know. I mean, again, I think you tell these guys the playbook, they still lose. I think KB would find a way. He'd be like, all right, well, Borgo's going to give me 50 grand and that'll cover the bet and I'll be able to get Ray on. Like you literally tell these guys their problems and their what their biggest issues are, and they don't care. Kevin's a pussy. He will never take one of his bets. He said the same thing to DK that he said to me, any and all action. And then DK tried to set up the meeting, and Kevin's like, you know, I'm just... Right. Remember what you said to me? Any and all action, Melton. Bet me. Bet me. Any and all action. Bet me. So I bet you, and then you go, why are you betting me? You going to make the bet? You're a broken old fool. You're a broken old idiot. That's why we did it. We don't care about the numbers. We like to watch the hypocrisy of an old idiot screaming at the sun. That's it. That's it. You're just, a clown. You don't even know what to be more angry about. People being upset about your numbers or arguing about numbers. Because, again, you get lost in arguments, you know? You'll be yelling about Melton's obsessed with my numbers. And look, my numbers are good. And you'll go off on a tangent about how good your numbers are. No one cares, old idiot. No one cares. You care. You care. No one's coming after your channel. No one's coming after your wife. No one's coming after your numbers. No one's ever coming after your Adam. No one cares. They really don't care.
You were hanging out with him. I wasn't. I avoided him on purpose on Saturday night. Sunday, I got to the thing as late as I could. Brock Lee was like, where are you? I showed up for the event on Super Bowl, and then Melton was standing there. You can't miss him because he's big, fat, and ugly.
And this is not true. I stayed away from Kevin. I didn't approach Kevin. Everyone's a witness to this. I told everybody that. Out of respect, that he told me to stay away. I didn't. He came up to me. Every time we interacted, he came up to me over and over and over again, tapping me, asking me questions, walking up and starting a conversation, coming over and eating with me. Every time. I never approached him once for anything. He could have easily not talked to me, just like John. Every time he approached me.
And hunched back. So I'm like, here you go. And then that was the only interaction I had with him.
I mean, that's so not true. That's so not true. it's bananas. We're in the same room. We talked all over the place. A million times. What are you talking about?
And then I ran into him when I was eating. What are the odds a fat guy's going to be eating? So then Ray's like, you guys were getting along. Again, I'm not going to go over that story again. Ray's a fucking idiot.
Do these guys not understand how volatile you guys' relationship is? It's never good for...
No, but it's always Melton starting the trouble.
I'm not saying anything.
Jason Melly says confirmed. Sean says confirmed. I wasn't there to cause trouble. I wasn't going to go up to Kevin if he genuinely didn't want to talk to me. We were all good. He wasn't avoiding me. He wasn't. And by the way, I told him we were fucking with him about the numbers and nobody cared. And he said, I know. So what are we doing? I do hate it. It's so retarded. I'd love to be done with this. Tell him to send me the link.
About who's starting what. But I just think like the same thing happened after the first meetup. You guys were cool or cordial. You were civil.
Right. And then,
I don't even think he wasn't even back in Vegas yet. And you guys were already fighting.
No, he was starting trouble. Cause I didn't
listen to this.
Respond to his text quick enough. He mentioned that too. He said,
My point being, if their relationship with you is important, you got to kind of anticipate this stuff is what I'm talking, is basically what I'm saying. He don't think it would be that hard.
This is from the same text after Super Bowl weekend. When I was telling you and Bob both know after the falling, after your falling out, after the first event in August in Atlantic City with hopes it would pass over. It wasn't personal. Basically he said it wasn't personal, but it's like, I took it personally because all
yeah, I know. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You take everything personally. If someone else does a show during your showtime, you take it personally. If someone else does a show with somebody you don't like, you take it personally. If someone does a show where they don't get paid as much as you paid Ray one time, you take it personally. Kevin takes a lot of stuff personally. Aww. And another thing you did that hurt. And another thing you did that hurt me. And he said it wasn't personal, but I did take it personal. But I did. Aw, honey. Again, to recap, I told you a nothing burger. You know, Ray, you know that Bob and Chad are friends. You know that Bob and Chad talk all the time. We were in Atlantic City. Chad wasn't there. You don't like Chad. I told you Bob talked to Chad. I speculated. You know Chad just probably trying to get information from Bob. You blew up. That's nothing. That's nothing what I told you. You blew up. Bob talked to Chad. Bob talked to Chad. You suck Chad's dick. You protect Chad like he's your son. Hey, Kevin, you protect Chad like he's your baby boy. He threatened to rape your daughter. Again, you don't care about your family. You care about today's show. You don't care about Chad. Why is this coming up again? You're mad about Bob and Chad now again? Focus! Focus! One problem at a time, Kevin! So again, then you were this nothing story that you blew up at Bob about. You talk to Chad? You talk to Chad? Again, they talk all the time. You know this. And then you were like, Melton, come on my show and tell everybody that you told me that Bob talked to Chad. And I'm like, Bob talked to Chad. I don't need to come on your show to tell the story. I know you wanted a co-host, liar. I know you wanted someone to sit there and team up. And I know you respected me and considered me an influential person in this universe and wanted me on your side. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb, dummy. You and Bob had the same playbook. You both reached out. You both wanted me on right away. You both wanted me to come be on your side. And Bob understood when I said, no, I want this to cool down. I like you both. I'm not going to get involved in this shit. Because I knew it was nothing. And you know what Bob said? Fine. I get it. I understand. You know what Kevin did? Melton won't come on and when I want it and I went around and Melton starting trouble. I blew up at nothing and made it a big deal and now Melton's starting trouble. Melton didn't say he didn't say that. Melton didn't say he wouldn't bet. You couldn't screenshot my thing and say I said it. I'm confirming it. I said it. What I'm not going to do is be roped into coming on and co-hosting with you the day after you have a falling out with your other long-term co-host so you can use me as a tool. I'm sorry, I'm not that dull, loser. You're too used to Chad and Stevie Lou and Ray who hop when you say jump. I'm not kept, bitch. And that's the real reason you turned. That's the real reason you got a problem with me because I'm autonomous, motherfucker. Because I don't bow when you say bend the knee. He didn't come on. I wanted him to come on and just say that he told me the story. That would have taken 2 seconds. Yes, I told you Chad called Bob. Can I go now? You liar. That's why you wanted me on? You fucking liar. No, you wanted to use me. You wanted to weaponize me against Bob. I'm not one of your little bitches. And you don't like anybody who doesn't live that way. You don't like anybody who's not nipping at your heels for attention. You're pathetic, man. It's obvious. Anyone with a fucking eighth grade education knows what you're doing. Melton's causing trouble. You blew up about nothing. Same way with Pat. What are you mad about again? You fucking liar. What are you mad about again? He's doing a show with a guy who take down the channel. Uh-huh. He knocks in my wife and Dixon said he's going to do a show to my channel. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Are the guys trying to take your channel in the room right now? You want to lay down? They're not. He said he agreed to do trying to, with a guy who's going after my channel. Uh-huh.
Your bike. For Xmas, they get your bike. Zulu gets everyone's bike.
It's not a Huffy, it's a Mongoose.
Melton is going after my channel. I would never do such a thing, except for the weeks when I offered a reward for reporting, striking, Shuley, and taking down the Shuley Network.
John,
hey,
Chad,
buddy. Can we increase the character limit on these voice super tips? We're running out of content. Hi.
I too like to strike channels.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. John, Kevin, they all love to strike channels, man. Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey, when Kevin does all this talking about being so concerned about what you have to say about his show and his numbers, you think that's a bit for content, or you think he really is concerned about what you have to say?
No, I think I get under his skin for real. I think he's like actually like mad and hates me, but because I see right through all his horse shit.
But I can't believe a guy 64 years old is that concerned about what you have to say about his channel.
He's not. Everything's a competition, Kevin. This is what I was saying about Pat Dixon. Like, the reason Pat Dixon's so confused, like, he was so nice to me. He got me the lawyer. He helped me with the lawyer and stuff. It's like, I tried to explain to Pat, and this is my theory about everything that Kevin does that could be viewed as you know, selfless or helpful or altruistic in nature. He wasn't buying the lawyer to help Pat. He was buying the lawyer to stick it to Gino. Once you start remembering how Kevin looks at everything, you can it all comes into focus. He wasn't getting Pat a lawyer to help Pat. He knew that pissed Gino off.
So he acts a lot like Stutter and John. They both like to dig at other people.
Right. But everything in their life is built to their own detriment. Everything in their life is like they think like it's I have to be getting someone or they're getting me.
But right now, I think Kevin made the wrong move because now that Adam's leaving, this show is like it's going to go into a crapper pretty soon, bro.
No, but again, Chad will be back soon and Ray will be back soon and Stevie Lou will be back soon and then I'll have new guy. Ray gets him a constant new flow of idiot comics just like Adam was, you know, just like Adam would bring in like these women in comics too. But with Ray and Adam gone, they were essentially like his feeding pond bookers.
How soon do you think Ray will be back on? Because I have a feeling he's not going to be back on.
He will. If Ray's not back on, it'll be Ray. It'll be Ray deciding that, not Kevin. Believe me. Kevin can't let it go. He obsesses over it. He never shuts up about Ray. It's like...
Yeah, I know. He has to play Ray Clips now.
Right.
You think he'll have... He's paying Chad for that last appearance?
Yeah, all these guys will get money every time. Everything Kevin says is bullshit. He'll pay these guys every time they're on and help him get super chats. He said today, get Chad on and ask how much he wants. He said that today on the show.
So he's a total phony then. He's just
complete
all about,
fucking fraud.
Creating buzz.
Yeah. Fake outrage, fake threats, no follow through. Jealousy, insecurity, fueling every bit of it.
I admit, I still like your show, but I think with Adam gone, though, I think it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be rough. Thank you, Big Black. Stay black.
All right. Have a good day, bro.
As if you have a choice. Vitiligo!
Okay, Patrick. My South African bearded male order bride doesn't deserve this. This click-clacking wash bucket cunt abused my tax deductible born wrong slave children by Jesus drowning them with Christ. Her swollen cock dungeon and made Jesus them hand wash Christ. Her corn cannon with turpentine.
Oh, no.
Leave my house slave alone. Okay, Patrick, my South African bearded male order bride doesn't deserve this. This click clacking wash bucket.
I didn't do it twice.
Abused my tax deductible born wrong slave children by drowning them with her swollen cock dungeon and made them hand wash her corn cannon with turpentine. Leave my house slave alone.
I didn't play that twice. I don't know what's happening. Don, member for a month, says, I think KB is a power bottom and a ball gag in it with a ball gag in his mouth. Hit the like button. Don has a good point. Hit that like button. Nodak says, having any egg hunts this weekend? Happy Easter. I am not. I'm too old for that. My lost interest. Lexus is Patrick's favorite stripper at Chica Bonitas. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. I really think that, though. It wasn't about helping Pat Dixon. It was about sticking it to Gino. Kevin views everything this way, man. He thinks everybody's out to get him. I heard him last week saying, like, I was out. I must have told Ray to take down the... Ray couldn't have thought of that on his own. Melton told Ray to take down that show to stick it to me. It's like, what is it like going through life like this? Everyone's out to get KB. Everyone. Everyone's out to get KB. Hold on, Tukey's in 20? Is that true? Is Tukey coming on in 20? Bedabbler? Are you going on in 20? I'm getting out of here if that's true. Anyway, Kevin's a complete bitch. I can't say it enough. Everything he does is transactional. What can you do for me? I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's like the reason he paid Stuttering John $3,000 wasn't because he thought Stuttering John was worth $3,000. It was to stick it to Shuley. Again, to his own detriment. Now Stuttering John will do your show for a Coors. But it was so Shuley didn't get him on first, and Carl didn't get him on first. Remember how mad he was when Carl got him on for $500 or whatever a week later? He was livid. Huh, you go do their show. So he's obsessed with other men and controlling other men. You go work for them for less than I paid you? That's why you'll never have to worry about men like KB and Chad. They're in their own way. They're constantly trying to fuck other people over, and they're not even worried about the fact that they're not doing anything. Again, Chad was on the right track when he got booted from MLC the first time last year, like saying, oh, you know, I got a lot of ideas for afternoon shows. I'm going to work with other people. I'm going to do. No, you don't. You don't have shit. You have no ideas. Today he's on there acting like he's not a thirsty bitch. Should I return to podcasting? Yeah, Chad, we're all clamoring for what you got to say. Tell us at one, you know, at fucking noon that you don't ever watch Ray. You can't stand him. Come back at 3 o'clock for an emergency snipe of Ray. Yeah, we're all into your brand, man. Your super consistent, cool brand. What's Chad talking about mostly? Hitting the like button and how it'll be up later. He got a hot sauce. Ray should stop. Melton's an idiot and ate a burger once with some losers. Hit the like button. This will be up later. Chrissy Mayer's baby's going to be retarded. That'll be dope. It's like, okay. Is that the show? All right. Is Tukey really on in, at 7? Because that's going to ruin my life. I wouldn't normally go up against Tukey. Bedabbler. Let's see if this is real. Bedabbler Network. Live. Upcoming at 7 p.m. Be dabbling live on the road, WATP live wrap up show. Huh. You know, when I'm Bedabbler, we made a deal. You have Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Wednesday morning. And now you're over here in the Thursday night slot. I don't want to say that I will take away Hackamania from you, but I will take away Hackamania from you.
Whoa!
I will. You go live at 7 p.m., it's fucking over. You hear me, puppet? We are done. JK, JK, I guess we'll get out of here. That's a rerun? No, it's not. It's live. It's live. It's not a premiere. It's live. Joint stream with Tukey. No, you forget. I got to be back here in the morning. You forget. We do have a morning show over here at the Pod World. What is this going to do? This is going to be wild.
So we only get so obviously. Skinner is talking about sorry, niemand who was in you. Who any Nick Tony Libet, Luke, Chan, Aldo, any data, eh, we know none. Who can be a simple list? Second, I'm an artist on the Crimedia. Niemand, how to win in a intro Gilara. Like, Ubon, yeah, Arch, Dio, IHB, BTS, Salu.
I also dislike onions.
Is that accurate? Is any of that accurate?
When I'm in the bittersweet embrace. My Nubian queen, Jesus. Your insults roll off me like water rolls off her hair.
Jesus. Edgar, are you nervous after what happened in Tampa? What happened in Tampa? What happened in Tampa? You got to be more specific. The oil can thing? What happened in Tampa? You got to be more specific. Brian Kowalczyk, joint stream with Tukey.
Yay!
Probably not. Hit the like button. Before we do our last bit for today, I do want to thank the executive producer for today's show, which is Pulper 80. He's never here anymore. Pulper 80, too good. Too good. For the program, but we don't care, and we love all the high rollers over here at the show. Thank you for giving, contributing, loving the program. We couldn't do it without you. Again, the gifted memberships today off the chain, 108 memberships for today's program. I couldn't be more wet about it. I'm getting a little soggy in my pampers. You know what I mean? Okay, this machine behind me here, which will be lighting up right about now-ish. Okay. We don't have the cues in the budget around here for instant stuff. But that came in a big box that you see there. It's an MSI Aegis gaming desktop is what that machine is. This showed up at my house this morning. From a listener. My house. From a listener I've never sent my address to. Now it's a listener I like, a listener I talk to frequently, contributor to the program, nice listener. They want to be anonymous. Inside, there was a note that said to call them. So I called. It goes to sleep, so it's asleep right now. I called, and here's the conversation that followed. This is a $2,300 gaming system. This is a 13th gen Intel i7 processor. Now it's one gen back last year. i7-700 processor, 16 cores. This has a 4070 Ti graphics card in it, okay? 4070 Ti. Nothing to snicker at. 12 gig card, overclockable. This has a capture card in it that I was also sent and told to install. Gaming capture card. Elgato. If you will. It's what I use. You see the logo sometimes? So I was told to unpack this computer, make sure it all works. 64 gigs of RAM. 4 terabytes of NVMe storage. This is a top-of-the-line system. Again, somebody's saying 3070, meh. No, this is a 4070 Ti. It's pretty on par with like a 3090. It's not a bad graphics card. This is a beast of a machine. This is an expensive machine. i7 4070 Ti capture card. 4 terabytes of NVMe, 64 gigabytes of 6,000 megahertz RAM, DDR5. It's got the gaming keyboard, gaming mouse. And also $500 for a monitor, which is overkill. I am to go live with this computer tonight and offer this computer to one Michael Ray Bauer. Michael Ray Bauer, this computer was purchased for you. This is yours. This is better than my computer. This is better than my computer. Again, I have a 3070 graphics card to power this program. I have an i7-10700. This is a 2020 processor. This computer smokes my computer. This computer smokes my computer. I was told that Donkey Lips has to contact me to get this computer and also to be sent $500, again, to buy any peripherals, components, or a monitor that he would want. A new webcam, anything he wants. This is expensive. Don't, Patrick, you have an e-machine. Remember those? Remember those computers? They were like $99. But they would like play ads on your screen the whole time you couldn't get rid of. E-machine. There was like an internet service. Net Zero. Remember that? It was like free dial-up internet, but it would just put ads all over your screen the whole time. Anyway, I was only given one stipulation for this. I have to give him 24 hours. And then I can demand any way for him to contact me to make it fun. And it was suggested to me that I have him make a video. And that's the best idea I could have come up with. So Donkey Lips, again, if you don't claim this, to be clear, I've been told I can have it. And I want it. I'm not lying. This is better than the computer that runs the show. 4 terabytes of NVMe. Gen 5 PCIe NVMe too. I mean, this is getting people wet. This is getting people wet. 64 gigs, 4070 Ti. You get the case, you get the keyboard, you get the mouse. They're light up RGB garbage. I would never use them, but this is for you. To edit your videos, to run your business, to make your splooging dreams come true. And $500, you have 24 hours. And that's where I need your help. You have to get in touch with him. Here's what I want. I just need a video from Donkey Lips that says, I want the machine. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Nobody Likes Onions. And I also want to know if you still have the Willie's tape. Did you get it? I'd like you to show that on camera if you have it. And then I also want to know what you did with the hat and shirts. I assume you burned them or threw them away. So I'm not going to get mad and be like, only if you didn't throw away my hat, you can have the machine. That's stupid. But I'd like to know if you kept that stuff or if you even got it, because I've never gotten an answer. But just say, thank you, Patrick Melton, and thank you, Nobody Likes Onions. This is Donkey Lips. Thank you for the new computer, what it'll mean to you, what you'll be able to do with it, what you'll be able to create, all because of the generosity of Nobody Likes Onions and its fans. And be open to, you don't have to guarantee, but be open to having a discussion to work together in the future. This is a $3,000 mea culpa olive branch. This will make his dreams come true. Light it up again. Light it up again. Do the thing. Light it up. There we go. This will change his life. This will change his content. He'll be able to crank shit out. Again, a million people in our chat room would love to have this machine. It's a nice computer. This is a top-of-the-line computer. Again, this is comparable to a 3090, a 4070 Ti. If you know anything about graphics cards, this is a nice card. I'm sitting over here with a 3070. Jesus. Bentley, forgot Tukey. Ray's coming on at 10:15, so let's start wrapping this shit. I can't do it. I just threw up in my mouth a little. It's probably from whatever fucking kind of apples you're eating over there in Shitburg, Georgia. You threw out all the fucking good sweet tangos, and now you're chomping down on a fucking Granny Smith or some sort of Fuji, and you're sick to your stomach about it, Bentley. Anyway, 24 hours. So tomorrow night we do a members show.
Kevin, who up? Everyone down here at the zoo won't stop talking about how Melton is making you look like a punk bitch. Get your ass on that internet talk box and fight back, you cracker ass cracker.
This has a Windows 11 on it. Again, I had to set this up for Donkey Lips. I installed I updated the BIOS for you. Windows is all updated. And I installed the graphics card or the capture card and the drivers. You're ready to go. Of course, we put the software on there to monitor all your activities. No, I'm just kidding. Format it if you want when you get it. I was told to put it in for you. I don't want you going around downloading shit and updating the BIOS again, because that's what bricked your last one. So anyway, I have this, and you know, if he doesn't want it again, I'm not kidding. This blows my machine out of the water. This is like a nice computer. Apologize to Donkey Lips first. I wrote him a letter and apologized. You know, we're just fucking having fun over here. We're not trying to ruin anybody's life. If anything, we're trying to give people paths to success and make things better. An anonymous thank you for a super generous gift to somebody in need as a thoughtful anonymous person who sent it. All right, so yeah, again, Donkey Lips, you have tomorrow till our members only show to make this happen. And if not, I'll keep it. Maybe we'll give it away to somebody in the chat. We'll pick it apart and sell it for parts, just like we did Quadfather. How much can I get for a leg, Quad? Roger Rodriguez, you should be selling Michael Ray Bauer on how well it will load. Anyway, the BIOS is included. Great point. We're doing it, everybody. We're doing it. This is Bauer Power over here. Pulper 80 super sticker. Again, I don't know if that's the real Paul Parady, but thank you again. You are our executive producer for the day. You've been a life-changing member of this community. We couldn't do this without you. Paul Parady, we salute you today of all days. Can you believe it? Moody says the computer is worth this computer is worth more than anyone is getting going to get paid for doing Hackamania. That's true. That's true. I mean, I didn't know what the fuck was happening. This showed up on my door. It's massive. It's 44 pounds according to the label.
I am turning on you, Patrick.
Enough of the super tips talk. Fake super chats forever for my show.
I'm turning over in my grave as you speak.
Turn me inside out and call me a pumpkin.
I've turned over a new leaf. I ate said leaf.
This is a turn message from NatClo 2.0. What was the first one? Ray?
I am turning on you, Patrick.
Enough of the super tips talk. Fake super chats forever for my show.
I'm turning over in my grave as you speak.
Turn me inside out and call me a pumpkin.
I've turned over a new leaf. I ate said leaf.
Tiger Lily in the chat's funny. Hold on, taking notes. I've got Donkey Lips, thank you for Friday, and SJ Apology for Monday. You're pretty much right. Grin for the print Monday, where Stuttering John and his children are going to be up for a fucking nightmare if they don't say they're sorry. And then, of course, Donkey Lips, you have 24 hours. You're on the clock, 7 p.m., it's got to be a good video. And here's the thing, Donkey Lips. I'll also put this on. The video has to be at least 3 minutes long. Saying what you're going to do with this thing. Show off your NLO gear if you still have it. At a minimum, we got to see the Willie's tape. Unless you just didn't get any of it. But this is opening up a dialogue. This is $3,000. This is nothing to snip at. And this is it until tomorrow.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call them fast. Have